Blog Talk Radio.
Compliance. We just need your compliance. You will feel no pain anymore. No more defiance. We just need your compliance. Give us your compliance. We won't let you feel lost anymore. No more self-reliance.
Fall into line, you will do as you're told. No choice for fatigue, your blood is running cold. We lose control, the world will fall apart. Love of your life will mend your broken heart. Life lived in fear, you need protection. You're all alone, too much rejection. We have what you need, just reach out and touch. We can save you, we just need your compliance. We just need your compliance. You will feel no.
Shout out to everybody's birthday. My man, Brother Robert McCray, you always a family member. Hope you are on the air listening. Happy birthday, Earth Day to you. And much love to all you out there, my Libra brothers and sisters, because we cannot do it without the sisters. Even though I'm about to lay it on y'all this morning. So much information is being to and fro in the earth. See, I'm going to be using the magic book. To and fro in the earth, knowledge will go. Just put your hands in the air and go to and fro. You make the holy cross. Now, we about to tell you today, it is going to be very difficult on you to handle these facts, because I know for sure you are lovers of lies. For sure. Ain't no doubt it's factual. See, today is fact or fiction. We're going to prove today that you are lovers of lies. That goes for all people. I would deal with black folks primarily because you about to give up all your rights, your birthrights. I mean, the question of the day, what bigger fool is in America? Y'all tell us. It's going to be fact or fiction if I tell you it's black folks. I'm going with black folks today. The biggest fools on the planet Earth going to give and sell their birthright. They already sold the birthright, but it's gone. That's why you will be destitute and wanting, according to your own magic book in the book of Daniel. We going to kill you today. We going to slay the dragon. We are not playing with you. Today's program will deal with everything that your mind tells you is a fact. And you're going to find out it's fiction. Well, let's start off today. You know, so much going on. I'm going to get into everybody. Kanye West, Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, I'm going to deal with these people first a little bit. We did a show a couple months back. Go look at the archives. We showed you that Klaus Schwab has a school that's been around a long time. It looks for young world leaders. Well, we have found that so many of our celebrities, anchormen on the news, both Fox, CNN, all of them have been handpicked to go to these schools. And we told you on the five, Dana Perino was one of them. That's why she was in the politics of the White House. Then Tulsi Gabbard, we find out she was a young world leader trained by Klaus Schwab, and now she just did a oopsie doopsie, jumped out of the Democratic Party and went into the Independent Party, the party I told you, fact or fiction, did I tell you that? If you were to jump out that party, it would create such an unbelievable shift. So obviously, fact or fiction today, and also you'll find out if this show is fact or fiction. That's why many of you won't come on, because we're going to ask you tough questions. Because we want to know if it's fact or fiction. Y'all been pumping this information to us so long that we have become, propagandized into believing everything that y'all have been telling us, both black and white. And we're leaving no one out today. There's no hostages that can get away on skin color today. Also, we'll be giving out 10 books of my man Charles Campbell's books. We purchased them for y'all, but you got to ask those questions. And going to be the one about the enemy book. So we're going to have him come on and we're going to kick off that contest. 10 of them all ready for you. You'll be taking, y'all will send me the emails and I will send to him and he will mail off the book. We're going to get into that a little later. Also, we're going to get into so much of what's happening to the atmosphere based off many of you have forgotten CERN. Truth or fiction, that y'all forgot everything. I think the Alzheimer's and dementia is in everybody right now. By the time you turn 65, if you can't remember what took place last week in the news, you know, especially with the news I'm going to give y'all today. See, North, East, South, and West going to get this. This is going to be in all hemisphere for the acronym called news. Now, only in politics to go for abortion. Ain't that crazy? They don't care about inflation. They don't care about, they can't afford shit, but they want to worry about abortion. What group needs the least amount of kids right now? We're going to ask y'all today. Maybe y'all might get a book. We got the facts and fiction for you. What group really don't need to be trying to kill any of their kids as we speak? What group got their kids on all the news doing the stupid shit based on that's the game? But you are the face of foolishness. You are the Pied Piper. That's why people writing books about us being leprechaun. Hey, that's way deeper than that, man. Wearing that green being symbolic. You can't explain what the leprechaun means other than it's black. Why should we listen to you, really? Now, we got a lot of fools out there on these programs who are narcissists. I looked up the word because I thought I was one. Till I realized what they do. I said, I don't do all that. Hell no. It's some crazy narcissists out here. How dumb can you be, fact or fiction, to be told by the entities that you give all your information on socialist media got you giving everything that you claim you never want nobody to know? Where you eat at, where you hanging out at, what you doing, how you going to do tomorrow. That's supposed to be, unless you making a book on your life experience, but you are. You just gave your footprint. See, your carbon footprint is already in because you on Facebook, Twitter, everything else, and you know you don't own it. Black folks talk to you. You don't own a goddamn media. You gave up BET. What group? Fact or fiction? Let's have some fun today. Let's get some books out. What group would be dumb enough to give up all of their media and then come back and complain that they ain't on white people media? Oh, man, we're going to have a good time today. Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't even know what people would do some shit like. What? You name me one. Find me some Chinese who's going to say, you know, I want to be on Scandinavian radio. I'm going to buy it and get me one. And then give it back to them, only that I only have one, TV One. One radio station, one everything. And you coming to me asking about why this happening. Oh, we got to stop the foolishness today. Let's get into what you're really going to be doing to yourself. See, the word eugenics is Greek. I guess somebody never looked that up for you. It means good birth. So the Greeks and the Egyptians were already making sure that if you had birth defects or whatever it was, that had to be already known since it's a Greek word. That means your baby coming out nice and pretty, you should jump for joy. If your baby come out with one eye and half an ear, now to that day, that might be a curse in the ancient time. You better look this up so you don't think I'm making this up. See, a birth defect in the ancient time could be, you know, to some countries now. I ain't say every country. I say, but it's out there. Now, if it's out there like this, and you can tell that it's hard for a birth defect baby to have real love except through the parents, and not even the daddy all the time, but the mama has a special thing called oxytocin. Y'all better go look up what the woman got in her. She got some special drugs that's been placed in her through divine intervention called oxytocin. Y'all be talking about Oxycontin? It's oxytocin. It's in women, and it's a bonding agent. Y'all better go look this up. I ain't got time to go through the whole story today. Now, give me keywords so you can go look them up for later. Now, this population control thing was designed to break the bond. So they got you, black woman, the number one. One more time, because I get a book out today. What group kills the most babies in America, not the world, in America? Let's not go because I want to, oh, y'all wouldn't bring, no, in the world, in America. If y'all can come up with the answer for that today, first person to answer that will get a book for sure, for sure. Got to have the answers. Now, being that it's Greek, it is studied as a method to improve the human race by controlled selective breeding. That's why everybody was saying, well, you, this all over the world does this. India, everybody. They want you to marry this family because they're rich, they come prestigious, they come from a high bloodline, they got great genes. You have heard that yourself. Oh, he got good genes. Oh, she got some good genes. You know what I'm talking about. Now, goes into saying, bolstered by the condiment term population control. That means now, put into the term, but it actually has, that's why they're so into this, because it has a divine connotation. They want to have good birth. Good is a hell of a word if you look it up. So we'll, and the thing about this, they always place it in the West because that's where you at now. You in the Western Hemisphere, so you only going to learn who started this. But when you dig deeper, it goes deeper than that. But we're going to stay on the small, mundane level as we speak right now. Because come to find out, organization reflecting this subsequently set up, and the facts that the membership list of these organizations flaunted the names of the very influential politicians, statesmen, business tycoons, and bankers. So this concept did just stay in a low level. It went to the lowest level when it first went to Harlem. And we showed you Harlem, New York. If you go around and ask people anything about politics, you might get a retarded answer. It may not make no sense. I hope they find some people up there that could actually answer some political questions with some sense, really. Like, why did you, you know, vote for that? And don't tell me I voted because because Trump. See, that shows you have no sense, because that's the only premise you got for a political opponent argument. Man, you deserve to be eradicated. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. I'm going to let them tell you, since I heard it from them. I'm going to tell you, too. See, the eradication program is already in effect. All they need is your compliance. And so 17, again, I go way back to show you how you cannot possibly be this dumb. If I'm this, I'm not even that bright. In 1798, an English clergyman, come economist, this was a clergyman under the auspices of elective thinking, Enlightenment era, they called it the Enlightenment era. They decided that clergyman and economist was merged together, which seems to make a lot of sense, but his name was Thomas Robert Malthus. Malthus. M-A-L-T-A-U-S. You better go look this up. This guy publishes a theory. Now, this is just a theory. That's why most people out there speculate. I tell you, you ain't got no real people who can come back and tell they died and came back and they seen this. That's a lie. That's a theory they thought they seen when they was unconscious. Now, I obviously think, because I've been unconscious quite a few times, and people know what I'm talking about. You do don't know where you at. Now, he took this theory with eugenics, with the term, and used the overtones, arguing that it was unplanned populations grew faster than food production. Now, y'all better think a minute now, because I'm about to scare the hell out. It's Halloween. It's my favorite time of the month. Yeah, here. Oh, my goodness. Now, you going to tell me, did they come up with a plan? All they would say, we got to come up with a plan to, you know, to for unplanned populations that grew faster than food production, aiding that famine and poverty were God's way of coping with man's laziness. Now, this is what's being said on academia on the high level of the Harry Potters. You know, the great Harry Potter magicians are in colleges. They tell you that in the movie. You should have thought about it. Every time you go to a college regalia ceremony, look just like Harry Potter. Should have thought about that while you're sitting there talking about my child got a degree. Yeah, it got one. I wonder if it's 33 of those degrees. Which one is it? Let me see if you figure that one out, fact or fiction. But we're about to get deep today because, see, I'm giving you the first clues. And today, since it's fact or fiction, I got to play the facts to show you if you can debate this fact with some common sense thinking, I might be able to solve this problem. But if all you can come up with is Trump, you know you've been brainwashed. Absolutely brainwashed. Have no idea what's about to take place at all. You think you do. That's why the Bible say it would deceive the very elect. And elect means one who thinks that he is of high mind.
We must be very straightforward with you today, because this is a very serious issue. After 2 years of continued interruptions in food production, global food supplies have gotten really tight. But now that extreme weather events are leading to the mass destruction of crops and the liquidation of beef cow herds, while a bird flu pandemic is resulting in the depopulation of millions of chickens, food supplies are said to get even tighter. And when people start realizing that massive shortages are emerging everywhere, it's safe to say that things are going to get a lot crazier. When even the United Nations starts using the word biblical to describe the famine that the world is facing, that is a sign that the hour is very late. Right now, food prices are aggressively shooting higher, but given that the Federal Reserve is still scrambling to contain inflation growth, this is about as low as food prices are going to get for the foreseeable future, and that is going to have very serious implications during the times that are ahead. We still have a window of opportunity before the next wave of trouble comes along. We're going to show you why you should use this window of opportunity to buy lots of food and store it someplace safe. Take the time to comment your thoughts on this because this is getting serious. Now, when we talk about stockpiling food, some people often think that if they have a couple of months' worth of food stored up in their pantry, they will be just fine. But the truth is that this isn't nearly enough for the reality that we're about to face. We actually should have enough food to feed every single person in our household for an extended period of time. And honestly, many of us will need much more than that, because when widespread shortages and waves of panic buying start hitting our local grocery stores and supermarkets again, many of our friends, neighbors, and extended family members that did not prepare in advance will come knocking on our doors asking for help. Millions of Americans out there are already struggling to afford their everyday necessities and turning to food banks to have enough to eat and to feed their children. The overwhelming demand that we are witnessing at food banks around the nation right now gives us some clues about what we can expect as economic conditions continue to deteriorate. In Texas, 21.4% of residents in the Houston metro area reported being food scarce between June 1st through July 13th. According to the U.S. Census Bureau's Household Pulse Survey, with inflation, with the gas prices, we are seeing a rising increase in the number of families who come out to us, revealed Shane Baker, a food pantry coordinator with Catholic Charities, which partners with the Houston Food Bank. This summer, millions of children are experiencing food insecurity because they can't have access to school meals. By meeting a program manager at No Kid Hungry Texas, a national campaign aimed at ending childhood hunger, says that schools are often the front lines of food insecure children, saying during the school year, kids can rely on school meal programs like breakfast, lunch, and after-school meals. But when school is out, many of those meals disappear, Medina said. Summer is the hunger.
Right. Many. Now, there's a lot more. I can't play it, but so I could, we have, you know, time constraints for the program here. But just let it be known. Tell me that ain't a fact or fiction. The Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi, is almost dry to walking across it. And you don't think they had to cancel, I think, one of the tour ships that go down in Mississippi had to cancel because they could not go any further. You don't know where your commodities come from. You talking about the Nile River. See, they call the Mississippi the mysterious Nile. It's the Nile River over here in the West. So all the food ain't coming through there like you think it is. And yet, you worried about abortion. You're going to be eating your kids very shortly. Ain't that in your Bibles? Should be gnashing the teeth and eating. Oh, Halloween going to be good this year. And now let's keep it rolling because I'm going to bring everybody in at the bottom of the hour at 10:30. I got a few more minutes to kick it. Now, all this is happening right before your very eyes. That goes to show you have eyes and cannot see. Is that a fact or fiction? Because it's happening right before you. Ain't no response. No intellectual recourse. Nothing whatsoever to battle this. Party like the days of Noah to 1999. See, y'all party like Prince, but Prince ain't even here now. You will pay. I don't even see how y'all can even read your Bibles and don't see retribution to you in there. You don't see no retribution whatsoever. You think Jesus going to pick your no good slimy motherfucker ass up after doing shit for how many months and years? You watch Cain get killed. You watch Yahweh, but Yahweh go to jail, ain't do shit. You don't watch Farrakhan lie to you, ain't did shit. You don't give a damn. So guess what? Your God that you claim is coming back to love you and protect you. Let me get the books out for you so you're going to have to play this game with no longer. Play this bullshit game y'all pretended. It say, I shall kill all. And that we did in the book of the flood, he killed everybody except the Nephilim, which y'all left out. Your preacher can't read that part; it might scare him. See, they ain't read the part about in the flood. We got underground caves. Floods don't go into these caves. That's fact or fiction, y'all. Since y'all, we got these high level friends we grew up with. They all in colleges and shit, taking pictures all over Facebook and shit, but can't debate because they don't want to know. New York State got how many caves and caverns? I think Abraham Lincoln said they seen the giants in Niagara Falls area. But, you want to leave that out. That's okay. Unfortunately, this is a program where facts matter. So, if you can't handle the facts because you're going to pay that school, y'all, that you're going to, to get your Harry Potter degree seems to not be working too good if you can't answer why you can't, the flood, you know, the great flood wouldn't kill everybody if you already had caverns already underground. So this is why they claim the new people from the anti-Davidian era. It's after the flood. Just look it up. I'm not even got notes. Just in my head. Hope I can remember this in a few more years because Alzheimer's and dementia might get all of us soon. Because that's what they've been spraying over you. They've been spraying this over your head and you wonder why. See, I got to tell you, you wonder why? You wonder why. Ain't that scary? Ain't that scary? You wonder why. Why are we all catching this? Well, look up, goddammit. You don't see them spraying off you? Sister been telling you how many years up there in Buffalo? You wonder why you forgetting every goddamn thing? You can't remember your car payment, some of you. The Reaper Man is really, the Grim Reaper Man is coming. You already dealing with the Reaper Man. Wait till the Grim Reaper Man come. Now, I'm going to go even further before I play this next one. Now, I don't know how much money is paid for school. I don't give a damn. It don't even make me no difference. Moreover, I told you that this dude's theory went into all aspects. Celebrityhood, Lizzo and all of them. Lizzo on the hand. Now she wearing a red dress with her hands up doing the sign of death. Y'all looking at her. And, you know, this is really crazy. When you like music, but you say, wow, you know, how far did you go with this foolish message that they know brainwashing people? Well, when you got the media, business tycoons, and bankers following a guy from 1798's theory, and I look at, we're in 2022, and I'm saying to myself, they said they're going to use food and depopulation program. They're claiming that people growing faster than food, and they're going to kill. And God said it's lazy, and y'all sit back and say, oh, well, whole bills win today. Boy, it ain't going to be fun when this shit really break down. Now, let's even go further, because I got time. The game at 4. I can go all day. The game at 4. 425. I ain't going to play hypocrite. Game at 425, y'all. Get your bets in. Now, let's keep it moving. Moreover, the close relationship above all this is noted between corporate America. So they couldn't do this without corporate America. So every company, Twitter, Elon Musk is South African, along with the dude from Trevor Noah, who is corny as hell. He's from South Africa. Tell his ass to go say the same jokes over in Swaziland and see if they don't eat his ass. How much y'all bet they would eat his ass? I'm talking about literally eat him, because they do that down there. See, y'all forget that. See, all these other countries don't do what you do all day long. They actually eat people. You know, Trevor can't do the same jokes he do in America. That shows you what a hypocrite people are. You want to say it over here in our shit, but you can't say it in your own country that you got a passport to. Strange to me. But that's what y'all go with, celebrity who are connected to eugenics. Now, let's keep it moving. In order for the corporate America, they came with a group out of Yale. Y'all know who it is. And they hooked up with the dude. That's why you heard the term. See how you've been hearing the term fascist lately? Reason why they're saying fascist is because the group that wanted you to say this would be called the neo-Nazis or Nazi fascist Germans. Who, this is down there. I ain't saying this, come out their own shit. Make mockery of the former claims to democracy using eugenicist terminology. They could be acutely be described as crypto Democrats, fascists. They come from Yale. It's not, and they call themselves the Order, and they use the group to create this, what they're going to do will be called Anglo-Saxon Protestant. They're going to fight them, their WASP culture, wealth, and influence. Just like the Purge movie. It was a religious group. And didn't Biden, for all you showing all these pictures of Biden spoke right at the church, right across the street from Wyoming. All my Wyoming people listening today, that church is right from Wyoming and Moselle. That the Purge and Biden, when he came there, he did the symbol. He didn't go to the Tops to make the speech in front of Tops. He went to the church. So those who knew that the church and the economic corporate America will create the next purge. Listen carefully. This is facts. Get on the program and see if you want
to
put your money
down. You used to be a Catholic and then became a Protestant. This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of her noblest sons. Abraham Lincoln, 1865, 16th President of the United States, Lincoln's private letters that were burnt by his son Robert, restated by Charles Chiniki, who was the personal confidant of the President. In a letter dated 22 January 1870, Mazzini wrote to Pike, now Albert Pike is this high mason who wrote this, the manual, if you like, of Scottish Freemasonry. He said the following: "We must allow all of the federations to continue just as they are. It must appear as things are as they were in the beginning, with their systems, their central authorities, and diverse modes of correspondence between high grades of the same right, organized as they are at present, but we must create a super right, which will remain unknown, to which we will call those Masons of high degree whom we shall select. With regard to our brothers in Masonry, these men must be pledged to the strictest secrecy. Through this supreme right, we will govern all Freemasonry, which will become the one international center, the more powerful because its direction will be unknown." Now, Albert Pike wrote a letter to Mazzini, and that was dated August 15, 1871, in which he propagated that there should be a world order, a one order where all nations are under the control of one central organization. And in order to achieve this, they plan the First World War, to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia, protector of orthodoxy, and bring about an atheistic communistic state. Did that happen? The Second World War, that's also written long before the event, to originate between Great Britain and Germany, to strengthen communism as antithesis to the Judeo-Christian culture, and bring about a Zionist state in Israel. Did it achieve this objective? Yes. In fact, after this war, Israel, in its present form, was reinstated under the protection of Britain. And then, interestingly enough, a Third World War, a Middle Eastern war involving Judaism and Islam, and spreading internationally. Well, here's another quote, just in case people don't like that quote. Mazzini with Pike developed a plan for three world wars so that eventually every nation would be willing to surrender its national sovereignty to a world government. The first war was to end the...
Right. Now, is this fact or fiction, everybody? The third one is already in place. We played last week that the Pope said we in World War III already. Then we're going to show you today with facts or fiction. You be the judge of your own mind. Is the war in Ukraine designed to orchestrate the final war spoke to you years ago by a Protestant Freemason, Anglo-Saxon WAP? Ain't that amazing? Now you tell me. Bring in the dry bones. 8554. Let's get it pop. I'm going down the line. Let's make it happen.
Okay, I gotta give you some backdrop about that song I sent you.
Oh, hell yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
I love
it's
that.
A group. It's a yeah. Good morning, y'all. It's by a group named Muse. Now, what happened? It was Friday morning when I heard the song in the gym, Export Fitness here. They're a 24-hour gym that's all over the state. Now, with that being said, back in, it was either January or February of this year, that's when Cook County, along with Chicago, reinstituted the mask mandates in a lot of businesses and stuff. And mm-hmm. So what happened, a lot of the younger kids and stuff pretty much said, fuck this shit. We're going to stop going to the gyms in the Chicago locations, and we're going to go over to the next county, which is DuPage County. It was a little bit northwest of Chicago. And so ironically, right. Those gyms in DuPage County didn't have or weren't going to do implement the mask mandate like they were doing in Cook County, like Chicago. And then, like, really, in those particular counties outside of Chicago and Cook County, they don't really give a fuck about what the mayor or the governor is doing, whatever. They do their own thing. And so, like I said, what the problem is here, it ain't the fact that, okay, we got all these different groups and organizations and agendas putting stuff in place. The problem is the people believing the dumb shit. You still got people walking around here in masks, especially black folks, male and female, Asian folks, male and female, and Mexicans, male and female. I just saw a new flash on the news this morning talking about, oh, it might be enough of COVID outbreak during the winter. But people that probably already got a wind of it, and they already then started putting on a mask. So who was that really on?
Yeah.
You know?
And
okay,
right.
Now.
And hold on. And you're very right, because I just used y'all sentence just to back up what you just said with the fact. Biden said on Thursday that they were going to now say that COVID-19 public health emergency will continue through January 11th. So they're about to hype it up. So go ahead. You're right on point. Go ahead.
Right. Now, ironically, going back to Illinois, you mentioned the number 33 earlier. The governor had just extended the COVID emergency order for the 33rd time back in August, but that was supposed to end. You can't make this shit up, bro. That was supposed to end September 17th. We didn't already talk about how, you know, Pritzker, his great-grandfather, is from Ukraine, ironically.
Ukraine. Yeah.
Now, October 13th, Illinois State's Attorney Kwame Raoul, he's a brother. Well, I ain't going to call him no brother. He's a black dude. He basically is endorsing the gendering affirming surgeries. So I'm just going to read I'm going to read a small article.
Go ahead.
A quote for him. He said that transgender people deserve access to gender affirming care, and I am committed to fighting against healthcare discrimination, Raoul said. I will continue to work with my fellow attorney generals to support the rights of transgender people and oppose efforts that jeopardize the safety and health of the LGBTQ community, quote, end quote.
Wow. That's a lot of money going there. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for him.
But see, that's the whole point of extending these COVID emergency powers so they can get these federal dollars. But the thing is, they use them for other things. They're using it for these damn gender affirmation surgeries.
There you go.
Universal basic income programs and everything.
That's right.
Now,
that's what
let's jump let me jump over to let's jump over to Tavistock real quick.
Yep.
Now, back in July, I don't know if you heard. I know you know, but the rest of the family knows that NHS.
Yep.
Right. NHS was closing. Tavistock has had a gender identity clinic in Britain, and NHS had shut it down. Now, with that being said, we're talking about all this voting things about what the Democrats are doing. We need to get, well, not we, but Republicans are taking over. But see, now here's the thing about that. Don't listen to me. Go look this up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party are clients of Tavistock. Think about that for a minute.
Mm.
And so, with this whole voting game, a lot of people, I'm not saying you know, I'm just speaking for myself, man. Why are people playing this voting game where the voting game is already rigged? Like you've been saying, we got short-term memory when it comes to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Trump won that last election.
Yeah.
But what happened? There were issues with the voting machines.
Right.
The votes got flipped. Ballots were harvested, especially in Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Arizona. So
and look at now. Let's go with that. Stay with me with that, because look, these same battleground states.
You can't make this shit up, bro.
You can't make it up. Pennsylvania, the same battleground states, y'all. Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania is the capstone state, the keystone state. So y'all better look that up too, and you better realize that. Dr. Oz is Turkish. So we got the Ottoman-Turk War. I couldn't make this up if I tried. Think about it. Dr. Oz is not, he's Turkish. And what they're doing is they recreating the Great Crusade Wars. It's like People think it stopped. It did not stop, y'all. Y'all think it stopped. It did not stop. They are now. Let's go with what you just said, Prisker, Ukraine. All this Russia stuff. That's why I told y'all. Y'all listen to what these people are saying and how you've been saying this for years, bro. You've been vindicated big time. You should be feeling really. That's what gives you energy to know that you're not crazy about what is being. That's because you got the eyes to see. You have broken that spell. I keep telling people, you don't realize when you break these spells, you better be blessing yourself with them that you're able to see.
Right.
Because the big book said. They big magic books say they, whoever the they is, that's vague, that's objective, that's whoever, cannot see. Now, let's even go with you even further. You got the LGBT community from the mayor. The mayor is staunch. I'm going to say I can't prove with facts right now, but speculation tells me Miami-Dade County is under the influence of George Soros through our mayor here. And I'm gonna
state
that again.
And our Cook County president, Kim Fox, he's got it. We basically dealing with the same shit.
Yeah, we did. Me and you dealing with the same. Now, me and you are saying you. I'm gonna be honest with everybody today. It's not like we proclaiming to be a sanctuary city, but y'all have to know that. Look how many people have floated up on our shores throughout the years I've been here. The 30 plus years I've been here, I have witnessed every type of group floating up here. So you seeing it from a different perspective, and I'm seeing them actually floating from the Caribbean. Now,
but guess
I'm
what?
We got
people leaving here, not necessarily illegal immigrants. We got regular people here going down to Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee because of all the bullshit is going on.
Now,
but here's the thing about that: a lot of people are realizing what's going on.
No, they're not talking about it, but they're leaving. No, stay with me with that because, see, people don't realize you're saying something that population move. That means now the Great Migration, which was reversed before, black moved out into the north. Now they coming back. Now, I'm going to tell you something. These states, like
and white people.
And white people coming back in groves. These states, Florida, if y'all look up our real estate, and I'm going to bring some real estate people in a minute in this conversation. Our real estate, they are building. I'm talking about we building everywhere apartments, everywhere, beautiful looking shit. I mean, boom, boom, boom. I mean, all over areas that might be alligators around you. I'm going to be honest with you. So you better ask yourself where they putting you at. Because I'm telling you, alligators, huge iguanas are everywhere now. We got to have, the iguanas now are a species. We can kill them here if you so choose. I don't have that issue. They look like dinosaurs to me. But just go with that premise. Now, before I get to another caller, you're saying that your population is migrating. I'm saying our population is becoming overran. Our traffic system is unbelievable. We got to have the worst traffic going on besides D.C. and some other states, Chicago. I don't know. Chicago, D.C. I don't know who got
Well, our traffic is getting bad, too, because we're getting more, plus the immigrants. But see, the thing is, a lot of companies are kind of going back to work now, more or less, you know.
Yeah.
But let me say this before you go to the next call. With the food thing, now remember what you clipped to play, it was dealing with Houston. Now, see, I'm not in the city no more. So when I talk about the suburbs and the different counties outside of Chicago, it's a different ballgame what's going on in the city. So as far as the whole food sort of thing, I don't really see it out here.
Right.
Not saying
it's
not happening in the city. I'm not saying that. But out here, there's more white people. You don't necessarily see that.
Not saying it can't happen. No. Because I've been traveling. I've been seeing a lot of – there's a lot of area. Man, America big, y'all. It's a lot of land. You can say, how they live out here with this big-ass crib? Ain't nobody around these people. Houses is massive. Let's just go with that premise. So, obviously, we got a lot of money here. And I'm going to tell y'all something. This is where the play going to get ugly. And I'm bringing the calls in. See, if y'all really was into this game of learning the politics game, it's not about – politics is magic. It's magic.
Mm-hmm.
We politic every day. I hate to bring it to simplicity, but you politics with your own sex partner.
When you're voting, you're casting a spell. You cast a spell.
Right. Now, witchcraft, and I'm going to go to the next caller because you bring up some, we know me and you think of like on this, these cartoons, they ain't cartoons, they real. these things that we talk about, casting spells and all that, what they did was, you notice, they used magic words. Look at the system you said could have taken dominion. That's the devil. I will have dominion over a third of the angels. See, y'all don't be listening to what you say, but they giving y'all the clues right back. They said, come down and cast. That's in Revelations, everybody. That's in Revelation. I told you the story right there in your life, right there in your book. Let me take some more. 3364. Look, you are.
Hey, you breaking up a little bit, man. Hey, okay. Brother D, since you were talking about that Michigan assistant coach, check this out. I sent you information, Brother D. Florida A&M assistant coach. That nigga went blind on the sideline, man. It fell out. Okay.
Wow.
I sent you the information,
hold on,
man.
Hold on. Bring it.
I just got it.
I just see that, but yeah, okay. I watched it. Okay. I didn't know because you talking something different now. You talking something that you said, D. I'm like, I'll check it out. You say he fell out from what, though? From what he fell out from? Can you just elaborate a little bit?
Probably that jab, man. I'm going to see you there for me. I'm going to look it up, man. Y'all look it up for yourself.
Yeah. I just want to get some clarity.
You went so deep into it,
you ain't tell us what's happening, man.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
He just fell out, man. I just found out yesterday because I sent y'all the information about the HBCU games every week, man. And you talk about a black guy that's media. You heard of Allen Media? Allen Media. I know you know the name.
Yeah, Allen.
You know him. Y'all know
my man, the comedian. You know, the comedian. Yeah, he just brought the biggest
Brian
house in the world for a black man. Brian Allen, $100 million for the first time a black person paid $100 million. I don't know, but you go ahead, jump in.
Yeah, that's Byron Allen, man. He owns Allen Media, with Griot TV, and he bought the news network, and then it's a lot of other people got media too, like my sister in California, Gloria, she got her paper, and my brother down there in Fort Lauderdale, what's his name, Bobby Henry, that owns West Side Gazette, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
West Side Gazette.
That's on two coasts, man. Yes, sir. And Brother Ray know him. But, yeah, my man, Bobby Henry, man, I love it. We went to school together. We growed up together, man. And so that's good. And my sister Gloria, that own Page News, man. So we coming. And it's a brother named Carlito Mohammed that he got his own doggone, what you call that, IT server, where he with Dr. Lean. Okay, that's why when he bring Dr. Lean on, they can't shut him down. They try to, cause he got his own server, man. That's good, man. That's why I'm trying to get my man, what his name, that all that smart nigga name, Thomas Dutmos, to go ahead and set a damn server up, man. So damn smart, cause like y'all say, they trying to cut us off and shut us down, man. So best thing for us to do is try to get our own stuff, man. But anyway, hey, bro. When I was 60, I was all amped up, but now I'm turning 65. I don't give a damn. Once you vibrating right, man, this shit, you above all this, man. I'm going to leave it like that, man. I love this time, man. I'm 65.
Hey, bro, I just bought me a tuning fork the other day. I'm getting ready to use it pretty soon.
Yeah.
Once I get
65, man. Hey,
pay the xylophone, man.
Pay the xylophone. Yes, sir.
Get your little
sponsor out of the phone. What's up, buck 65, man? I went sign up for Social Security, man. They told me I'm good. They signed you up for Medicare and Social Security. As soon as you get 65, if you don't sign up, they're going to penalize your ass, man. So once I turn 65, they say I hit the right time, man. Because now I'm in the race. I'm getting more money, as soon as the first of the year, man. I love it, but I just thought that's funny.
Hold on, man. Hey, man.
Shit, man. You do know
you're making this show because I love it. I think that's compliance. You just told me, and I might have to do it too. So obviously, he got us in a compliance mentality. Because think about it. Mostly, when you get to a certain age, and you're absolutely right. When you get to a certain age, We supposed to get some dividends that we put in through our labor, and actually it should be more than that. Happy with this. I think they should owe us
break
a lot
it up
more
bad, man.
Than what they giving us. Go ahead, keep it going.
Definitely, man. You know when you come in the world, man, that birth certificate, them fuckers already. You start out with $500,000 in your account.
I'm
going to
leave all good stuff out there. Yeah. They owe us a lot more. They give us personal information. Now, he ain't making this up, y'all. He ain't making this up. This is really real. They want, once you get to a certain age in America, They're going to ask for some shit. ARP going to hunt you down. They're going to find out where you're at. You already told them where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing about it. And Wes is just confirmed with the fact of actually, we actually tell them our birthdays because we are on Facebook. We all on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all name these other entities, which I do. I want to be able to be clear when I say these things. We're not saying there ain't little small entities out there that's doing. We're talking about the global elites seem to have these satellites. They got these satellites now. You cannot transmit without these satellites. So whoever owns the satellite, I want to see. We're going to bring it all together here. All the satellite transmission, even if you got a black-owned radio shows, it still got to go through the air and come down and cast. Just look what it's saying, y'all, biblically. Remember, your energy goes in the air, and then it gets cast down. Y'all better think about what you're saying, but go ahead. Make one more point. That is deep, what you just hit on. Boy, y'all made me think on this show. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, I just sent you the article about the my man from FAMU. I mean, it's fun to be alive to see all this shit.
I
can't understand. When people get older, man, you should know how to vibrate and don't worry about shit, man. At least I ain't, man. I love y'all. I'm a
musician.
I sent it to you.
We with your philosophy. That's why we got you on the air. Believe that. Let me go with some more. Let me get, I got 1877 next. Let me go to you next. I've got yours open. You've been 9927 New York. Got you in there. ATL. All right, let's do it. 9927.
Okay. See. All right.
Don't it be telling you that you are in the queue? When you say hear that means we are on.
Okay. I'm on. Hey. So I love everything that's starting out here for our people. I mean, everybody. I'm not putting no color on this shit because we've been in that box for a long time. So it's a lot of things you was mentioning and talking about. It came so quickly that I'm trying to iterate here. So one of the things is everybody is migrating to Florida. I even been asked to come to Florida. What we don't realize is that we are living on top of rocks, mountains, land, that are dead entities that were able to walk the universe. So we've been lied about a lot of shit. So it makes you got to ask, either you're the clone of these beings that we're made out of our homes and these great empire bullshit that we keep putting our energy into and complying to this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot that we are missing here. We ain't heard shit about the black satellite because that's a satellite. They call it the black light satellite. That's AI. That's the real artificial intelligence that they were able to communicate with and bring down to this plane. So that's the alien up there that they've been getting all their knowledge from. They done made this motherfucker a body. They done made this motherfucker a military, an arsonist, and they working hard to make sure it functions properly so that they can control it. And not only are they doing that, the AI wants humans to become like them. See, that's what all this transhumanism is, because, see, we're not realizing what's going on out here. So now I want to know, how am I going to put this? What I'm saying is, are we the clones, the natural clones of these beings that were petrified that walk the universe? We got to open up portals to get to place to place to place, okay? They were able to walk, like walking to the corner store. See, it can't be no globe, because they ain't was walking on no fucking globe. These are planes that stretch infinitely. So just like in the movie or the comics, what was it, Thor, when they walking over this walking, they are supposed to be the giants, the celestial, the extra celestial beings, the ultimate beings able to walk the planes over bridges and stuff they created. So they're giving us pieces of the puzzle each time And we have to figure out
pieces of the puzzle each time. Right.
Yes, and we have to start putting it together to remember, you know, because these beings that's ruling over us now, these beings are nothing but ticks. And they use the shit that they're using to draw us in, we always comply. Like all this shit.
Did you say chips? You said chips?
I'm trying to speak faster, but I'm fighting this cold that I got.
Just calm down. Yeah, you go ahead.
So,
go ahead. All right.
So, you got these tips ruling over us, right? So they're everything that they put out there telling us about, oh, it's going to be a famine. Oh, we get ready. We're doing this. Yeah, they're doing the shit at warp speed, and they're using advertisement, all kinds of indoctrinations and stuff to get you to comply. Just like the money. We comply for the money. Motherfuckers mentally out of their mind by giving up their gold. Comply for that. Now we're giving up the money for the crypto. The script.
Right.
Oh, we in the crypt, y'all. I said this before. Now they putting you in a crypt. That means we are in the living dead. We are lost at sea because we're living on dead things. Everything is, and are we the reincarnation of these dead entities? And now we tripping over land and shit, this little bit of little quarters, the little tiny pieces of land, when there's millions and millions and millions and billions of land out there. They lying to us where there's other beings out there. There's other beings that even look like us out there. So they're putting us in a box. Now, Kanye West said something to MIT, and I watched that video. He told MIT that they were putting everyone in MIT in a box, meaning you put them in a box, that way you can control them and experiment on them. Instead of them complying, you got all this invention knowledge, but you keep complying because of the what? The Wheezy money. It's a spell. The Wheezy money. We gotta have the money. We gotta make this. We gotta get this money. Now there's all
gotta get that shit
coming up.
Hold on, because I love what y'all saying so much. Now, after he said this, Kanye West doubles down on anti-Semitic tweet because J.P. Morgan froze his account. I try to tell you there's repercussions to everything, y'all. I hope y'all know that.
Right.
When I see people do shit, I just don't sit back and say that's done with yet. No, don't be percussive for that shit.
He's not supposed to be telling nobody what the fuck's really going on out here.
Well, he actually said,
that's why
kill the Jews. He said DEFCON 3 to the Jews, which was the... Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. You keep it, put your thoughts together because I want you to comment on this. Now, he takes Candace Owens, who actually tweeted compliance, which made your statement, which you said in Chicago, because you from that entity up there, man. That's where you get a lot of energy. Those you sent us the song compliance. Candace Owens, if y'all look at our show, I put Candace Owens' tweet. She said something about compliance. I said, damn, I got this from you, buddy, from you on the thread. I said, oh shit, let me. I said that's a gay-ass jam.
It's in the energy because how the hell, this is 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm at the gym, and the song just start playing on the TV.
Right.
That ain't no accident, bro.
Right. Now, that ain't an accident. And then Candace Owens, and now I'm going to get back to you before I let you finish this one off, this segment off. Don't you find it strange, though, that she comes out with compliance. Kanye West actually was... The energy for Candace Owens, she would never got to that era without her being from his camp. Then his camp admitted that Hillary Clinton was messing with his wife to get him not to talk about going when he was talking with Trump. I said, man, that's like a damn soap opera. So I'm thinking, I said, let me go check out some things on this. And I'm going to tell y'all, she had the bloodline. Candace married a high level English dude. And so I'm looking at everybody now is under
Janet Jackson.
Yeah, I got the sunglasses on, everybody. Remember that movie, Get Out, Get Whatever it was? You can see what they look like. Right now, you should be able to see what everybody look like. Now, give me your perspective of how you think.
Right.
Are they shapeshifters? Because Kanye West and the Kardashians is of the era that we're talking about. They are Ashkenaz. Go ahead.
They're shapeshifters. They use tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's such a fad now. And they use the frequencies.
Yeah.
To alter their look, especially when they get on the cameras and stuff. You know, what's her name was changing back, so she didn't went back to her reptilian form. Elizabeth. She went back to her natural form. She probably
They're gone. But that's not going there yet.
When they come out the sulfur pit, they have to protect themselves. They have to cloak themselves. So
that's
shape-shifting.
Right. Yeah. Now,
just like they cloak in the sky up here, because we got thousands and thousands of layers of clouds, y'all. We got flat layers of clouds, then we got the little puffy clouds that they make.
I see them out there myself.
They know how to alter a lot of shit. They're so highly intelligent in a certain way where they know how to collect, because they're the collectors. Like the movie The Bone Collector, they're the collectors. They collect data on all them space. Star Trek, all that, they always ran across a species that collected everything, collected animals, collected other beings,
other species. You're right.
So
all
that's
right.
Who
Let's
these
get, hold,
beings
hold
are. They are the planet destroyers. They don't destroy the planet. They destroy what's on the planet that the planet would be a floating dead entity.
There you go. All right. Time out. Because I know you want to keep going. Time out. We got to get you. Write your notes down for the next segment. We need you for another minute. Now hold tight. 1-877. Let me get to you. Then we're going to get to another commercial break. Sister Antoinette, Brother Ray. I'm trying to get all y'all cheap war horse. Y'all better start calling. I told you. Y'all land that you do have, you better do something with it. Let me go. 1-877. Real estate. Let's go. What's happening? What out there?
Good morning, everyone. Such a beautiful day here in the A-Town.
Go ahead. Hit it up, A-T.
Yes. I want to hit a great show as usual. Both videos were a very wake-up call to what is actually at our doorstep. Okay? And then we have to look at the food processing plant that's been blowing up with planes, fire, the cattle, 10,000 cattle dying at one time, the chickens, everything you've been saying, Dry Bones, on your show is actually coming to fruition in our time area. You know, the dry zones blown up, you know, depopulation is in the making from the chemtrails to the fake ass food to the they're putting up all these 5Gs in these neighborhoods and shit. They can't kill us fast enough, so they came with the COVID vaccines and the damn boosters. Okay, so everything is in it's, you know, it's going according to plan. But guess what, guys?
Hey, that's a
we
move right there.
Can stop it. We can stop it. Let me tell you how we can stop it, guys.
Tell us how.
I want to wake everybody up, everybody here on the show, and I want y'all to spread the fucking word.
Let's
fail, as our sister always be talking about.
The
fail is this right here.
Mm-hmm.
The fail. The elections is coming up, okay? And I know both people be saying, oh, you know, they're both bad, you know. I concur on that. Okay, I concur on that, but I want to open y'all mind to this right here. Don't vote early, okay? Don't vote early. The reason why we don't want to vote early is we don't want to give them a head start on knowing how many fake-ass ballots they have to come up with, all right? The Democratic Party, I hate to burst the bad news on you guys. They are demonic. They're the party that the sister was talking about that represents the aliens because they have no heart. You know, when you can destroy the food with pesticides and the air with chemtrails, you don't care about planet Earth, the chemical. Climate change is a hoax to put in these laws to create hunger. You look at Europe. Europe is over there cutting damn trees because their climate change is not going to give them no gas. And if it's getting warmer, why in the hell they need to cut down trees? Okay, so my brothers and my black folks, I'm speaking to y'all, really, because y'all can save the planet. When I say not just United States, because when United States fall, the world fall. You know, and when we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar, when you look at the bottom of his feet, this is United States, that new little country, then tie past all these other countries. We have to think about United States. Why are we so special? We're the state with the smallest amount of people. We're the country, I mean, not the country, but we're the country with the smallest people, the new country, been around for, what, 400 or 500 years, okay? But we're the leaders. We're the ones refining these big-ass bones. We got the Stone Mountain here. There's something special about United States, okay? And they're trying to destroy it with the border, bringing all these people over for votes, okay, black people? We can save the planet by not going to the polls. And if you want to go to the polls, do not vote. Don't vote Democrat. Vote independent. The reason why we have to do this is because they're banking on our ignorance. We're banking on us being happy with the food stamps, Section 8, and the boogeyman, the Republican Party, is the ones who is, you know, but they're the party over there taking the kids and want to mutilate the babies. They want to they are taking little kids and transferring the sex of kids. They're telling the parents, you ain't got to
you're doing so good. Hold on. Now, you said something that we got to clarify. Now, I'm not trying to say, because you just said you ain't boasting the Republican, but here's what this being said that I want to clarify so everybody's, y'all listening, I'm going to clarify in the way I hear her saying this, and she can correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like we take the Republican Party, but we know there's some bad Republicans. We already announced that. That's bad. We can see Mitch McConnell. He married to the Chinese. He knows that microchips is necessary for this plan to take place. So they fighting on this own level. But here's the thing. The party that's actually telling you these policies that are like going to take your guns, going to monitor everything, that is actually the Democratic Party. I mean, this is what they're actually saying to you. No, fuck the police, like the rapper said. They listening to the rapper.
Defund the police.
Right. Yeah, defund the police, fuck the police. That's actually all the rappers that told us this is now playing police in Hollywood. But finish your point. I'm going to show this.
Ice Cube.
Yeah, I just want to finish this point right here.
Yeah, finish your point.
Let me finish my point. The Republican Party, okay, let me let this be clear. It's not the Republican Party of Martin Luther King, okay, because that was the unbreakable. The Republican Party that freed the slaves and gave them opportunities to own their own business, to come into the politician world, is not the same Republican Party. So what happened with the Democrat Party, they could not compete with that. Those are party that loved the country, okay? They brought in fake-ass Republicans like Mitch McConnell, the leaders in the Republican Party are really Democrats.
Now,
I just want to let y'all know.
Right.
Okay?
Bush is the one y'all should have named. The neocons are the ones that the Nazi Party, the white Anglo-Saxon Party, made a decree. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. When you say about the blacks was this and that in the Republican era, yeah, they was. But remember, some of them was, if you looked at that Boulay thing I sent y'all, that y'all been told to study on, if you really want to know, all those dudes had white daddies, most of them. And they changed the law where the mama, because back when you was free, your daddy had to be free. Then they made it where the woman had to be free, so they changed it into Latin. Now, here's what I tell black folks to start taking a look at this. All your HBCUs is white philanthropists. Look at the origin of the money came from white philanthropists. This is a fact.
Right.
You could argue with
right.
me. This is a fact. I don't even want to argue with nobody. Wilberforce. Don Lemon was schooled by a Wilberforce chick on his show when she said the British did stop slavery in their areas. That's where come the Marines. And who do they fight when they stop slavery? Let me see if y'all can get a book. See, I hope my man come on. The book would be from the halls of Tripoli, a Montezuma. Remember, the Marines came from the Western European perspective of fighting the Moors. So they did stop slavery on their high seas, but they made a backhand deal That's the story where you see the two Union soldiers and the Confederate soldiers are shaking hands with two, a black man, a black woman, and a child crouched under in fear. That should have been your wake-up call if you really knew the Civil War, everybody. If you really knew the Civil War and claim you know all about history, you would have known then that's when the unbreakable so-called Republican Party that gave blacks billions and black folks actually was, because remember at that time, sex was, whoever you had sex with, part of the family, all the blacks was really rich. They were governors, mayors, they were everything, blacksmiths, until the Anglo-White Saxon, who was Albert Pike. I just played the tape for you. Said Albert Pike was a Protestant. And he and them said, how can we keep this? So they went to the Republican Party, which was Lincoln's party, everybody. Ain't that right, sister? Lincoln's party. And they made a deal. After they killed Lincoln, who was black himself,
mm-hmm.
he was Afrikaners. Then they made the deal with the Vatican to keep Judeo-Christianity, the mystery religion of Babylon, here in America.
And why I'm thinking about it, it's always a handshake involved.
It's a handshake. Y'all better look at that picture up. It's been there for years. How many times? That picture been in my eyes over a million times throughout my life. And until I got clarity of what it really meant, I said, damn, how simple can this be? Wow. They made a deal. It was called the Great Migration Deal. The industrialists, Dixiecrats of New York and of Pennsylvania and of Chicago got together in New York in Timmerly Hall. Remember y'all made all that talk on that thread about Timmerly Hall? Well, we had did a show on that. We knew what Timmerly Hall was. That's the Five Points. The Five Points was the Masonic Circle where the black would deal with the Irish. Because the Irish was lower than the black. Now tell me I'm lying. Bet me right now. Bet me right now. Anyone, give me $100. Tell me I'm lying. Come on. I'm on national radio. Bet me $100 if I'm lying. Okay.
No.
I'm ready for it. My cash, I'm ready. Put the money up. Put the money up. Now, I'm ready to keep going. You got to play one more tape.
Hey, Dragon, can I just make one more statement?
One more.
Before you go to your next statement?
Yeah, please.
I just want to let the people know I am definitely a political guru. Okay, I'll give that. And I have studied it for a long time. And I'm just saying to our black people that Trump got played by the Republican Party because mm-hmm. Mitch McConnell, he thought that the Republican Party was the Republican Party of when the slaves got loose. You know what
sure,
I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, got freed.
Yeah. No,
so,
fake.
So
they
Mitch
took
McConnell
the freedom back.
Him on
he's
the
on the
Supreme,
party where they took the freedom back. Yeah.
Right. He in the party with the with Mitch,
hold on.
Mitch McConnell
now, he's a
helped
Dixiecrat.
Pick the Supreme Court justices.
Right. Hurry, make it quick.
He helped them pick the Supreme Court justices, and all of them are garbage. Okay,
there you go.
They are all
okay,
sellouts,
all garbage.
Sellouts,
okay,
okay,
okay.
Yeah,
I got you. We got.
So you can
go
independent.
Stop. Can you listen?
Okay.
I said stop. You make it so much sense. We can't keep going. We got to make people get into this conversation because it's too much. And what you just said, Mitch McConnell, and all them. Now you gonna make me say Mitch McConnell? I want to ask all y'all out there. So she's old fact and fiction. She wasn't. She told all the facts. It was just facts. But here's where it gets deep. We just told you that they made the handshake. He's of the Dixiecrats that made the handshake. They became the Dixiecrats. Then they became the neocons. Now they could be called the progressives. They made three phases right before your very eyes. Three phases.
Progressives, socialists,
yeah.
the round table
yeah.
people, World
yeah.
Economic Forum.
Yeah.
I mean, it's layers to this shit, bro.
It's layers. But let's go with the three because he... Me, all of us on this line is already beyond 33. We just want to keep it at 33 because it's only because freezing where they, it's a long, let's just keep them at the 33 until we get to 12 o'clock because most people, according to Jesus, who you're going to go hear at 12 o'clock, said you was deaf and blind. Himself said this. He said, first of all, I ain't even come to save all these motherfuckers. I come to save
right.
only. Only Y'all told us a lie already. He said, I didn't say I came to save all these dumb motherfuckers. I come to save the lost sheep of the house of ISIS Ra Elohim. I don't even know if y'all understand what I just said. Let's keep it going. Now, I'm going to prove to you today with facts that Brother West validation 1,000 times. Didn't you say it was different ties, people wearing different colors? Now, here in Florida, here in Florida, Disney World was created. I'm in the land of pirates. These people created Disneyland, got a whole jurisdiction of themselves. They pretty much can be not touched by most jurisdictions here. So for y'all to act like if Disney, and this comes out of Orlando, y'all was absolutely right. Every one of you who said this, every one of you, validation, V for Vendetta, put your hands up in the V signs of Spock. See, you should be Spock. Even though Spock did not like to have sex, but if he did, he probably would have the biggest dick.
If you have kids at home, this next segment is for you. This Friday, the newest batch of Disney Channel stars grown in the Disney Genetic Engineering Lab will be unveiled to the public.
Right. Now, Tracy, most of our viewers are already familiar with a lot of the products that have come out of a Disney
lab.
I know I am. Yes. But how exactly do you create a Hilary Duff or a Miley Cyrus from scratch?
Right.
Well, we're going to find out exactly how it's done right now, because joining us live from the Disney Lab is one of their lead geneticists, Dr. Andrew Rourke. Welcome, Dr. Rourke. This is quite an operation you've got going on out there.
Well, thanks, Jim.
So the stars that we see on TV are actually grown right here?
That's correct. They're grown and developed here. We engineer their brains for advanced singing and dancing capabilities, even posing for photos. By the time they grow to desired size, these child stars are fully ready for the camera or the concert tours or whatever Disney chooses to put them in.
That is simply amazing. Now, how long does it take to actually create a star from scratch?
Well, not very long at all. We use the exact same DNA structure for all of our stars, and then we simply tweak minor details like hair color or skin tone.
Right, yeah, we do have some footage here of some of the well-known creations that have come out of your lab. Let's take a look.
Yes, well, that's model 6831-A, publicly known as Mitchell Musso, standard male base with a type 3 skin pigmentation.
Wow.
And that's model 6831-B. We give him slightly thicker eyebrows and type 5 skin.
Well, so it's sort of like putting a puzzle together there.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Okay, here we've got some of the images of some of the newest models. We're going to be seeing a lot of these kids in the future.
It really looks like you have someone for every kid in America
right.
to love
well,
here.
That's the idea, Tracy. Our writers find it very liberating. For example, our new model, Haley, is a singing, dancing, snowboarding, half Japanese, half Indian girl.
Wow.
Now, finding her in reality would be impossible.
Right, but sounds like a surefire hit to me. Oh, now this one's Zac Efron. I've seen him before.
Yes, Zac was actually one of our earliest models.
My daughters love him. I mean, he looks so real.
Actually, I think we could have done a better job with Zac. He could show more human tendencies. If you look closely, you'll notice there's a certain deadness around the eyes.
I do see that,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry, it's hard for me to watch because all I see is all my mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, he seems flawless to me.
Well, he's holding up, but there was a bug in that first batch, and as a result, Zac's skin will soon begin to dissolve.
No, poor Zac Efron.
All right, well, it's simply amazing. Dr. Rourke, thank you so much for coming in and spending some of your morning with us. I can't wait to see some of these
Absolutely.
New creations popping out of the lab.
That wasn't Orlando. Television station. Thank goodness for y'all get to me on this. That's Orlando. Television station. Good morning, Television Orlando. That's what the name of
Home
Orlando
of the
morning.
Orlando Magic.
Right. Right. So I'm telling y'all, from y'all being on this program, have actually validated yourself. So you should feel it. Because Brother Eddie and all them, y'all, the sports, all this. Now, you can make money off magic once you understand gematria. That's absolutely a fact. So Wednesday night, y'all better jump on there and get that. Because there is a, I'm telling you straight up, there is something that sports world, anytime the NBA, NFL got celebrities now promoting gambling, you know, they got to get a call. Y'all just seen yourself. Now, we've been saying this for years. I wish I could get a documentary and a crew to actually want to make good money in football. Football night. I want a football.
During the Bears and Washington game Thursday,
Now the NFL is promoting voting.
Right.
One of the Washington, the Washington's assistant coaches, the running back coach, is a female.
Right. Oh, see? See? Now, think about what they changed their names now from the Washington Redskins to the Washington Commanders, and it's just unbelievable. Now, the word commander is military still. So they went from indigenous law, which they were breaking all along. See, I'm going to show you how this works. He should have, I wish we could get together because, see, when y'all listen to y'all stuff, my stuff kick in. I'm like, damn, we got a whole, that's why it's called Dry Bones Connection, because, damn, I couldn't think without y'all impulses of connecting it, and that's the band.
But hey, a Cleveland baseball team. They used to be the Indians. Now they're the Guardians.
They're the Guardians of the universe. Now, I'm telling you, you can't make this up. This shows. My comic brother here in Florida got books up, but they scared of our knowledge, y'all, because what happens is they got to admit to some things when you go into the craft of this. I ain't no judge of nobody. I'm judging my heart on the scale. That's why I'm a Libra. I talk, me and all your Libra, we talk a lot, but we follow up. Most people say we true to, everybody I know us that's good. I keep my word. If I fuck up, it's only because of some sex shit. But I keep my word. But don't mean I'm great. Don't mean I'm invincible. I'm infallible. These are the things that we get caught up in. And I'm going to tell y'all something. They don't make clones from the ancient days. You've been dealing with clones all your life. You never knew it because you was an infant.
Did I just say that earlier? We'll be dealing with here.
Yes. I just played y'all shit because y'all the connection. I ain't thought this. I'm just validating that y'all are saying this. So people who listen can't say, oh, these some crazy niggas on the air getting whatever they do. No, baby, we got connections to the facts. Now, you want to debate that facts through our talk. Our talk is sacred talk. That's how we talk on this. But if you want to see the facts that we give you from your own words, come on with that. I bet all y'all. Come on here. So we got a lot of y'all been on here. I've been around eight. Which is actually October, 8 years. And I've watched all you eat your tail. Every one of you on the line have been validated. But most people that we have heard on these lines, they all live in their own matrix. We don't know what, I'm not tapped into all of them because they don't come on. We don't have people who told us the truth and we don't hear from no more. Reverend Pinckney. Reverend Pinckney told y'all the truth. Facts. He in his own battle. He had a certain age. I watch all the people come on here. I said, damn, that's a deep. We had so many good people that actually gave us what actually happened. Archives right here. I don't have to do, you know, this from y'all. I don't have to go nowhere because I have history right here. So my question to y'all is, who history you want to have you listen to? Your own factual one or one that's been propagated to you through celebrityhood, which I told you the Greek word was good birth. See, good birth is good. What Jesus say? I come to bring you the good news.
North, east, west, and south. Oh, let me say this before you move on. What the sister was talking about AI. The last episode of She-Hulk, Kevin Feige and them, they got blasted for this, but what was interesting, right in the middle of the show, it stopped. So basically, they changed the plot in the middle of the story. And when the She-Hulk went to go talk to Kevin Feige was actually an AI computerized generated machine. And what I mean by Kevin, the acronym means knowledge enhanced visual interconnectivity nexus.
There you go. Thank you, bro. That's deep. See, that's what's happening. They're doing the extra work on us now. Yeah, let me go to 1300. I got y'all waiting. I got to the bottom of the hour before we go to the next segment. Keep it going on this one here. 1300, you on the Helios.
Greetings to the Book of the Sun. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you were saying something earlier about a movie. You were saying something earlier about a movie where you put on the glasses. I remember back in the days they had like a little going series called V. It was called Visitor.
Right.
You put on the glasses and you would see all the people who were actually the lizards and whatnot,
right.
And it was a pretty good, and they were from outer space.
Oh, that's
They
Live.
You know.
They Live, yeah.
What was,
They Live.
Yeah, there was a couple of movies out there with that same storyline. But
right.
Want to comment on it's a lot going on, family, and if you're not really paying attention to it, you're not one of the ones who has the code embedded into your DNA, because it's a lot going on, and if we can see what's up with the money game, I always have to take it back home and land my plane right there with the economic situation of the globe. This thing is global, family. Like, and the dollar is dragging all other currencies of the world down. So you're going to have something. I know a lot of people want to turn to Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is attached to the dollar as well. So if the dollar go down, Bitcoin going to go down, because what does most people exchange their Bitcoin into? You exchange it into dollars. And then when Saudi Arabia gave Biden the finger about the oil cuts, family, gas going to be about $9, $10 by Christmas. So get ready.
Woo!
Get prepared. Yeah, it's the best time right now to start putting your crops down. So, hey, I don't care, man. You can have a little plantain tree in the backyard, and that'll sustain you when these grocery shortages come in, because they're talking about it heavy, man. And they're not really – I mean, you can go into the stores, bro, and see it. And, I mean, you can see the shelves are empty because the demand is not – the supply is not meeting the demand. I land my plane, bro. I digress. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hey, I hear you, man. I hear you, bro.
Yeah, we so, hear you.
Okay,
you talking
about news.
I've almost got dropped off.
North, east, west, west, south. You're talking about news. But
Hold on.
News means not everyone with this stupid shit.
Okay, hold on. Come on. He was talking. I don't even know how you even got in. I went to get something, another thing. Keep it going, bro. You had your time.
Make sure y'all got an economic solution, man. Make sure y'all have an economic solution, because
this
stuff is going to start shutting down. The power, the grids are going to start shutting down. You're going to have cyber attacks everywhere. That's why they're trying to digitize everything so they can just, like they shut down my man Kanye's bank account. See, family,
right.
You don't want that. So you want something that you could fight that with. You want a type of currency or some type of legal tender that you don't have to put up with that, and you can say what you want to say, and you're not controlled, and you can think for yourself. See, family, they shut down. Also, Ukraine shut down all the internet. I think about a week or two ago, so they can't get any propaganda except what the propaganda they putting out there. So
right.
This thing's heavy, man. And let's go back to 2014. Don't forget about the Crimean Wars. All of this stemmed back from the Crimean
right.
Wars.
The Crimean Wars.
So don't forget
Wars.
About that, family. Mm-hmm. Go do the history on the Crimea battle and where Putin and all of them. See, Putin's back in the corner right now. The only thing behind him is the ocean. And if they don't fight, they got NATO surrounding them from everywhere. You got them surrounding you from Europe. You got them surrounding you from the Mediterranean. And Putin just say, look, man, fuck it. I'm going to just go ham. And so he owns all the oil, and they have all the reserves in the world. And so America's pissed now because Saudi Arabia don't want to give them no more oil.
Now, me and you was talking. And that's why I tell y'all to mute yourself until we call y'all to the next segment. We was talking about this. The gas line that got blown up. Now, a lot of people.
And they blew up two bridges.
Two bridges.
And they blew up two bridges this week
right.
in Crimea,
yeah.
Coming out of Crimea and coming out of Russia. Russia to what's the other Russian
right.
area? I'm thinking the name, but yeah, go ahead, bro.
Go ahead. No, but
that's
right
it,
there.
Man. Y'all got to pay attention to this, man. This one,
yeah.
And they trying to say, oh, Putin's just threatening nuclear. Whatever. Listen. Putin is not crazy. Putin is not going to kill his own people. All of
right.
that is propaganda, man. Just think about this,
Rob.
Think about this.
Yeah,
ain't no way that we going to get firsthand news that's coming out of Russia on our media sites, on our mainstream
that's
media
right.
sites.
That's
just
right. Common sense. Common sense to tell you that, though. Common sense to tell you that by through intelligentsia, you're not going to get the real news from our news intelligence. So go ahead, keep it going. That's why we can't see. But go ahead.
I digress, my brother. I digress. Let somebody come else. I'm in the background.
I want y'all to chill because we're going to the bottom hour. This is a segment of the show. We're going to call y'all in. Calm down. I know y'all hyped up. Don't worry about it. It ain't the Super Bowl. Halloween going to be the Super Bowl. Well, y'all see. I just don't understand some people. I don't care. I mean, everybody got the thing, but we got to realize, though, you are living in a zone. You do know that. You're in a zip code. I got hoes in myriad area codes. I don't know if y'all got them like that, but you in a zip code. If your zip code...
Hey, drop on. Could I say one more thing, too?
Go ahead.
Could I say one more thing? The wildlife is out of control up here in Central Florida where the hurricane came through, wherever the hurricane came through. Man, we got mosquito infestation. We got rats, mice running around rampant now. We got snakes everywhere, bro. It's like... This hurricane, man, it did something down here in Florida, man. It just shifted some things, man.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate the love you just gave. See, that's why I be trying to tell people, they don't be knowing, unless you ever experience a storm, what shit come after that. Now, the animal kingdom has now been blown into the middle more. Not all the way, but now they trying to survive off what is there now. They're animals. So we got, I told y'all, they're going to move all y'all into, they probably going to cut us off real soon. They're going to move all y'all into the Everglades.
Wow.
Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Sound like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, don't worry about it because think about it. We as a farming, I'm not even indigenous to this. I'm New York State birth certificate. I'm saying is this was an agricultural state here. I mean, we got all kind of land, but it's strange land. It's under coral rock. And y'all get apples. No, not apples. Y'all get oranges. Y'all get avocados. We can eat avocados. Guavas can't come fall off trees here. Now, if the species keep coming in, this is where it gets scary for us. This is where our purge is going to be unbelievable. Bring everybody who come in here because they're escaping y'all dictatorial rulership because this pirate territory. This pirate territory. They know what Chief Warhorse was saying. She was telling the facts. She may not knew all how to solve it, but she gave us the ground floor steps to say they come in here because this pirate land and they could be really free. They could really be free here. So they come in here thinking they're escaping. I don't even know if I should put this on, y'all. I don't know, but
hey,
it's just a drug.
Hey, drop on.
Let me get some more calls
in. I've been in Florida for 30-some years. I mean, for well over 35, 40 years of where I can get around. I've never seen rush hour in my little part of Florida. I've never seen rush hour.
Yeah.
Now we see rush hour. I digress.
Check that.
Hey, look
okay,
here, man. How come a Disney World don't ever get tore? How come Disney World don't ever get tore up in the hurricane, man? I've been in Florida all my whole damn life. Disney World will never get fucking tore up, man.
Okay. That's okay. Well, I got tore up. You didn't get tore up. I got tore up, so I don't have to tell you. Let's go to 5045. I got tore up in Andrew. I don't know what you got tore up in. 5045. I'm talking facts here. Facts.
Hey, what's happening? Hey,
facts.
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Yeah,
what's happening, brother?
Yeah. Let's talk real talk.
Yeah, quite a few things happening, man, but we need to understand that it's a coalition of a few things that are being sequenced, you know. I do think that we are under the influence of an invasive species. Keep that in mind. But we're not talking about species in the animal form.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We're looking at species in the humanoid form.
Yeah.
We gotta be very aware of that. They pulled that cloak off pretty well. So the brother in the movie, they live. Those are all symbolism.
The series. Yep.
They've been here a long time. They've been here for a while. However, there might be some shifting taking place in the cosmic sense as well. You know, that's going to be bringing forth some changes, and then we're going to be able to see some things that we never seen before. And that's going to be our wake-up call in the sense of understanding that now there's something else going on that we're not privy to. But you'd have to pretty much be paying attention to the details, to the to the signs, you know, and we're gonna have to adapt too as well. I think that's pretty much on its way.
We're gonna adapt. That's why I played that song Compliance. You go to adapt because you are a species of adaptability. You could die, but with your offsprings, you still got offsprings that you gave your patent to. People don't realize as parents. Don't go nowhere. Stay with me because me. You talked about this a long time too. People who have parents. The parents are dumber now for some strange reason.
Yeah.
They can't comprehend nothing,
yeah,
practically. If you do have people who can comprehend, you love them, partially. You'd be like, damn, they're the only ones think like me and my family. Damn, you be finding out your own family don't like what you say, and that starts with the whole politic game. Let me ask you. You see a lot of stuff going on here. You go to the Caribbean. You see Miami changing. You've been here a long time as well. I'm frightful that they bringing so many people down here. You excavator of land. You see how much land being taken over that used to be farm?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
speak on that a little bit. Speak on that just a little bit.
I think in the invasive species aspect, using the analogy, is that they're going to have to open up certain periods of land because there are some dynamics where the coexistence is impossible, and we got to pay close attention to that, because in opening up these lands, there was a point where you had those traditionalists that protected nature. They didn't want to build up in the Everglades. They didn't want, you know, they fought, you know, the Marguerite
right.
Stuckman Douglas.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Right, right. Those
They fought tooth and nail to protect the those parts of the natural resources. What happened is that thing going on, there's going to be areas where nature, again, revisits itself, meaning that there's a point where there's some storms that comes through, especially our state, that has to come through and dump water in the reserves, you know, throughout Florida. But what happened is they've been building up in a lot of these in these areas, filling them in, so they expand and push out, you know, far as like those species that, again, won't be able to coexist. There are people that are comfortable living
right.
out that far west on those wetlands and those swamp lands. And then there are species, if they're congested together, They're gonna create a running conflict. We'll do damage.
Right. Okay. Hey,
exactly.
Stay with me. Let's take a quick break. Stay with me. All you out there, we about to get deep. I told y'all. We ain't playing. Brother Sister, Antoinette, Brother Eddie, look forward to y'all having y'all show. Hey, Brother Ray, I'm trying to get all y'all back. Chief, everybody, y'all better start thinking about what's going on in your own region and give us the news, because the real news is definitely suppressed.
Basic destruction. Life is a test, many quests to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first of the last and the last year of first. The basic instruction before leaving earth. Life is a test, many quests to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first of the last and the last year of first. The basic instruction before leaving
knowledge is wisdom. This goes back when I was 12. I loved doing right, but I was trapped in hell. Had mad ideas, sad eyes and tears. Years of fears, but yo, my foes couldn't bear. I searched for the truth since my youth, and went to church since birth. But it wasn't worth the loot that I was paying, plus the praying. I didn't like staying, cause of busy bodies and busy hotties. That the preacher had souped up the lies. Have souped up looking at loose butts and thighs. During the service, he swallowed up the poor. And after they heard this, they wallowed on the floor. But I ignored and explored my history that was untold. And watched mysteries unfold. And dropped a jewel like Solomon. But never follow men, cause if you do, your brain is more hollow than space oblivia or the abyss. With no trace of trivia left with the hints. Does it pay to be deaf, dumb, and blind? From a slave, he was kept from the mind. And from the cage, he crept from behind. And what he gave was a sect of the swine. When the Bible, it condemns the pig. I don't mean to pull your hems or flip your wig. But we used to wear a turban, but now we're in the urban. No more wearing beanies or dressed like a genie. No hope is focused, cause I focus on the facts. And put it on the tracks and put it through the wax. I speak on Jacob, it might take up some time. And too much knowledge, it might break up the rhyme. I did it anyway just to wake up the mind of those who kiss stones of praise on the carpet. Those who sit home and sell books by the market need to chill and get their mind revived. For years, religion did nothing but divide. The basic instructions before leaving earth. Life is a test, many quests to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. The
basic instructions before leaving earth. We back with you, y'all. Let's do it one more time. We on the almost to the half of the hour, y'all. We about to get it in there. Now, we trying to get everybody to understand one thing on this. that wherever you at, you better find like mine, because it's going to be a scramble for your mind when this shit break off. Now, I'm not here to tell anybody but facts. Now, we just told you earlier, y'all, I'm going back with y'all. I'm going to bring the first caller in. It's going to be 9051 because all y'all got time showing. It's been gone. Those have been waiting long. It showed me how long you've been waiting. Hit the number one button if you want to talk on this subject, or you want to listen, keep it going, or you want to give a dropout. Please go to Drybone at Cash App, Cash App, whatever you want to do. We're going to keep it going. We got books coming from my man, Brother Campbell, Charles Campbell. We got 10 books for all y'all. We're going to give some of y'all out, but you got to ask some questions, and none of y'all came up with the answer yet. I asked the question, who kills the most babies in America through Planned Parenthood? That's all I need to know. And since I'm going to play this before, just want to make sure everybody understands. We're going to give out them 10 books. Just send me your email address. The address you want the book to go to will be at drybone7@hotmail.com. You go to drybone7, the number 7, and give me your address, and we will send the book to you courtesy of
Dr. Drybone, quick question. Are you talking about what group of females killed the most babies? From what I've seen, it was black women.
Yeah, man, you had your chance, man, but you answered when we
I didn't worry about getting a book, whatever, but it's kind of messed up. You think about it, here, just in Chicago, all the clinics are in the black neighborhood, so that's kind of like you answer your own question right there.
Well, hey, I'm just glad it's in your area. Now, since all the lines were still open, you did holler it out, because I did get it by chance, so there you go. We're going to get it. You do it, give it to me again. I'm going to send it to Charles. But Charles, you listening, we're going to bring it to them, and we're going to get them books out to these people. And that's a hell of a book you got. So we're going to get it out here. Because I want everybody to realize something. You have to battle train your mind, no matter how old you are. Otherwise, you will go into Alzheimer's. Because what happens is the mind is under attack. No matter what, all day long. It could be from any element you never think would attack it. It could cause you to have strokes, all kind of shit going on to you because they bombard you. That's why I want y'all to think we're going to take it to the dark side at 12. See, what if eugenics was a good thing? We're going to take it to the dark side. I want you to see if you see how these people might think. They might say, hey, we got people having babies, ain't taking care of them, ain't doing shit. They shooting up the black neighborhood, going right back to the same house, and they got a no snitch tone, no snitch code. Let's not tell on each other that I've just killed your son, but because we got a no snitch code. I mean, is that really good? I don't know. I mean, I want to take it to the dark side at 12 because, see, Halloween coming. Y'all better be ready. That's all I can say. Y'all best be ready. Now, let me get the 9019 and get y'all calls all in. I got all the calls in so far. Go ahead. Everybody got a chance to talk on the Helios. 9019.
Hi there. How you doing there?
There we go. We got you on there. Yes. You're doing good. Let's hear you.
Okay. Well, I want you to know that I'm waiting for you to give me a show because I'm going to bring some very interesting information to you. It got something to do with Chicago, naval weapon supply stations, and the Nation of Islam and the state of Illinois and Western State of Illinois is going to be charged this Tuesday by me and the state of California for working with the Nation of Islam, certain individuals, not all black nations.
Did you just say you gonna sue
him? Yeah, listen. You gotta listen. What I'm telling you, it's a restraining order. It's a restraining order. And you think I'm playing? I'm serious though. I
you got restraining order.
Yes.
Wow. Hold on. Now get to the court. Do me a favor. Because I like when you now. If you had to, I told you, send me the court docket. That would I'll be able to read the records. So I can be able to see, just in case, so we all know, because if you got the, I'm going to know what they did to you. You might be able to go on TMZ. Shit, I need to call them for your ass.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to get after Tuesday. Next week, I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to give you the outcome next Tuesday. And let me tell you, I got a sister on the phone right now, and Brother Wesley will tell you himself.
And Brother Wesley.
Oh, my God. Yeah, put him on the phone. Get him on.
Brother Wesley, you collaborate this story. You collaborate this story that you're going to be on TMZ. I'm going to call TMZ right now. And you and her collaborate that she's been attacked by the Nation of Islam. Okay. All right.
Y'all, you got facts, man. I'm with her. Anybody got facts? I'm with her. You got to have documents.
Because I can't have a court case on. So you got to remember, we on radio. I can't have nothing really said that cannot collaborate until. Remember, I'm legality on this shit. If you got something, you got any allegations on such a level like that. You should send it to us and Brother West Pacific, because he's good at sending media.
I'm going to send it to him. Okay, I'm going to send it to him.
He can send us. Now, don't mention the case now, because you're going to blow your own case. Don't you have been to court? Your lawyer say never talk about the case in the first place till he tell you to talk about it. So don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. What we're going to do
now is don't talk about that case.
We're going to talk later, because what happens is I can't have you on here talking about court cases. If you're going to have a court case, at least give me the docket number to see if it's actually in court. That way I can see. See, I ain't stupid. See, I've been to court. You have to put in. Let's keep it going, y'all. We about to have some fun up in this.
Yeah, room. Hey, drop on. You got to have facts, because you see what happened to Alex Jones, man. He had no
receipts. Yeah.
You got to have facts.
You got to have facts. He got to. Look, I'm about to tell you. I don't want to be going to court. I told you earlier. I said, let's not make no mistakes. Shit, Alex Jones.
Hey, now, but you got to look at the other half of it. That was not the fact he didn't have the facts. They did that to shut him up and shut him down.
Yeah,
they could have killed him.
Right. Now, hold on. Let's go with that premise, bro. I love y'all. Now we're going to get started. Now, Alex Jones, y'all heard. He's been around. The wife even. Now, this thing is big because Alex Jones, actually, if you really watched him, and I've been around, everybody know me, I had 9/11 on my shit when black folks were scared of 9/11. That's just a fact. And so all I can say is that if y'all look at the history about this stuff, that's when the false flags, y'all were saying false flags. Many of you validated and say crisis actors. That's what y'all still saying now, crisis actors. We did see that there was staged FEMA events asking for people to participate in a fake pandemic. That's how they get the thing to be recognized. You know what I'm saying? It's like they get you to come as actors. Yeah, well, everybody wants to be actors. Say, fuck y'all, I'll make my own actors now. Now, everybody wanted to be actors. That's what they all told. You know, Leave the Beaver, all we watched all these shows, these kids actors. We didn't realize what was happening to them as we got older. It's like, damn, I'm glad I wasn't an actor. Imagine these motherfuckers got to fuck
Disney.
Me and shit. Yeah, got to fuck me all day long for me to be on Diva the Beaver. Are you serious? I got to get fucked all day to be on Diva the Beaver? I can see it was Happy Days. Give me something. I mean, y'all got to realize what these people said they went through that actually became whistleblowers. That's why I know y'all hate people. I ain't talking about you on this line, but if you do on this line, if it's making you hurt. Because, see, people hate people because they've been given these false narratives through Hollywood. What if everybody who got fucked up in Hollywood really, you know, start with it? Now they all telling. Now we talking about the conspiracy theorists. Ain't that crazy? And then you just heard yourself, Orlando, told you themselves, we cloning new characters. And they say, oh, my kid liked that character. These people say they're okay with the clones.
Wow.
How they know they ain't cloning University of Central Florida right now? They're kicking everybody's ass. I might need to bet on them. Shit, they got Space Force. I'm going to tell them, no, I'll be watching a lot of shit. You know that the University of Central Florida is a hell of a program now. I mean, they got the name Space U. They call themselves Space U for Space Force, NASA there. Now, I just going by what I learned in my craziness. Ain't just the Nazis, Van Braun, Disney, cloning people, boys from Brazil. I mean, they done showed you this what they do. How long we got to actually act like it's real? Because Gregory Peck paid in Boys from Brazil, and he'd been dead, Gregory Peck. The Omen movies, Gregory Peck. He told you it was the Antichrist, Gregory Peck. It came from the Vatican, Gregory Peck. It came from industry, throwing industry. Agriculture killed everybody through a disease plant. You acting like y'all just never learned this? It's like, I'm like, damn, that's a strange. A movie told me this in a movie. A whole movie gave me the whole script. And yet today, people still got to debate if it's real. Fact or fiction today, y'all. On the Helios. We're about to get to the top of the hour. Those of you on the line, we got you on the line. I want to hear from y'all today. Are y'all in the Matrix and don't know it? Because, I mean, we learned this from the old, it was a movie with Glenn Ford called The Order. Go look it up. It's on Amazon or YouTube. That movie said he didn't even know he had joined the group. That's how blind he pretended to be. Let's get some more calls. It's hot out here, y'all. It's getting hot up in here.
The Order. The World Economic.
The Order. That's a movie. Glenn
World
Ford.
World Economic Forum is The Order.
We are being transformed into the soulless.
Meaning that the AI is the soulless, y'all. I told y'all about the Black Knight.
Okay, hold on. Say that because you're coming in at 12.
The Black Cube is AI that fell to the damn ground. Who's worshiping the Black Cube? That's AI. Who made the citizens? AI. Who's running the fucking country, the world? AI is running the entire world, y'all.
All right. Okay, woman. Calm down. Listen, I'm T.D. Jakes. Calm down. I'm T.D. Jakes. 7981. Yo, you on the Helios? I got to say I'm T.D. Jakes with these motherfuckers.
I'm just listening, bro.
You got your hand up. Hey, all right. You got that 8079. We got 8079. Let's roll with it.
Yo, from Buffalo. Let's go, Bills. But getting in the cloning, man. Did you see what they did when Aaron Rodgers showed his clone out of the 70,000 people in Green Bay in the stands? Did you see that?
No, I didn't really see
you got to look it up. They showed a guy. I thought it was Aaron Rodgers in the stand. They showed his clone. At the game, bro.
Check it out. Damn. Yeah, we will.
Out of all the people in the stands, he there. But like you said, and all the people that came in and talked, there's a lot of things going on, man, that make you just want to get away from everybody. So, you know, just keep your head on the swivel because Mars is going crazy all over the place, bro. They're going
whacked out. And, hey, much love to that one. And, again, I'm going to try to hear something today. I try to get Chief Judge Joe Brown to come on. He'd be on Antoinette. He loved Antoinette. He'd come on there. I wanted to come on because the court case here in Florida, everybody, this dude put it on Facebook. That's what I'm saying. Facebook would block me. I got now, since you don't even know this, I've been taken off of a liking now. They want me to give them ID, passport, physical. I said, just like Facebook did. So I know where this is going. But let me just go with the court case that's going to happen in Buffalo. We're going to march this in Buffalo. This is going to be big, y'all. Did y'all know that the dude down here that killed the whole school, not even blacks, a school of whites, Hispanics, very well-to-do people, and was able to go in there, the police held back. They fired the dude who was a police officer who didn't go. They did a lot of stuff on this court case. The case actually finally happened. I don't know if y'all got a chance to see it in your regions of the country. But you know, this dude who killed 17 people and ended 17 more. They gave him life in prison. And the family went berserk because they wanted him to have death. And now that the jurors are now under death threats. That's a fact. Go look it up. I ain't got time for it. Go look it up. Now, y'all better ask yourself in Buffalo. Buffalo, I was there. I watched it. Just like y'all, it was crazy. I went into Tops. Some of y'all showing pictures. I went into Tops. I don't play that shit like y'all do on Facebook. I went into Tops. Nice, but it's small. Got the police presence everywhere. But you had fake attempts in Buffalo just recently. They stopped a guy in Buffalo talking about he was going to do this. They stopped another guy talking about he was going to do that. So y'all getting already the prank calls. I know it's right. I'm there. Facts only matters on this program. I don't make up no shit here. I ain't got time to play with y'all. I go to the goddamn places. Now, I go and see this shit. I said, damn, this is some crazy shit. Hoko want to take y'all weapons and shit, and y'all okay with this shit. Y'all play your own game.
No, we not okay with this shit.
Hey, y'all pretend to be. Let's say y'all pretend to be. Let's get it all out, though. Let's get it on the paper before you start making comments, because there's a lot more than that going on. Universal income about to be instituted there. No problem at all. No problem at all. Don't play with me. They wait for it. They so broke up there, they wait for the universal income. That's a fact.
We already got it here in Chicago.
Thank you, man. Thank you. See, I got time to play with people today.
I know it's here.
We got you. I say it's there. So motherfuckers take it if it's there. So they're about to put it all on y'all in a minute. Gun laws, everything about to be shut down because y'all going to elect Hochul probably because black folks only care that she went to the Tops. This is what they care about, y'all. She went to Tops and said, oh, I'm going to stop this. And gave solace to the families. And they put that on WKBW and all that shit. And then they went and sold it to them. And now all of them, Pritchard, I'm naming the churches, Pritchard, all the big time boys. You got a black mayor. Everything. I'm going to the black cities that are truly, see, the reason I'm doing this is because y'all like 98% Democrat. That's unheard of in reality.
Bro, remember, they opened that grocery store on O.J. Simpson's birthday. That's a ritual, bro.
That's a ritual. Now, here, Hillary Clinton did it, and then we get Kanye West say that Hillary Clinton is mesmerizing his family with some dicks, some more black dicks. See, they fucking black men, and then they say Stacey Abrams on L. Sharpton, who's a pimp. L. Sharpton up there, he on that was Stacey Abrams in Atlanta, said that her worst enemy is black men that are not voting for her. The lesbians are voting for her. The lesbians are number one in Atlanta. We all know that. Anybody with common sense know that. Ain't no against lesbianism. I'm a heterosexual lesbian myself. I love y'all. So,
Hold on.
Let's get some more. Hoko, you ain't got no. You live there. You ain't got. You can't tell me ain't nobody.
No, I'm saying. I'm gonna tell
y'all
you.
Y'all was gonna vote for a socialist because she was a nurse, not you personally.
Oh, no,
but the concept
I wasn't
was. I didn't say. I voted for someone else. I said the mind thing.
Hoto is going to be voted in from the foreigners.
All I wanted to say is...
Oh, yeah. No, for real.
Then you got people worrying about Florida. You got people worrying about Florida and in different parts of the country. Let me just tell y'all about this Florida thing. You see how we roll. See, if you come into our house, it's called standing. I asked a guy who is an educator up in Florida, up in New York State. I said, well, explain. Stand your ground. All y'all know, I don't play with people. You got a degree. You went to school. Tell me what stand your ground is. When I see an educator can't even rebuttal that, don't even have enough to say, hey, let me tell you, man, it's a deep business. What's your stand in New York State on stand your ground? That's what you better ask yourself before you start judging any state about what your laws are. That's because you don't read the laws. You only go by what you ever do in your life.
Right.
You don't go look up
and
the law.
They're all different depending on what state you live in. What y'all might be able to do in Florida, you can't do up in Illinois.
Right. So people already got to be dumb to argue with me about some shit they don't even know about. So I just like laugh it off because it's like really, you know, deliriously funny that you're going to equate your state to ours. And you ain't even lived there. I live there. I live in your state. I see the difference. I live in other people's state. I see the difference. I've been around other people's state. I see that they say, I can't do this, there, that. So I know we ain't all the same. We each one is a state. So you are of the Greek orders of the states that Plato talked about. That's why this is the Masonic order. Are y'all ready
enemy
to
of the
y'all?
State.
I hope y'all are. Enemy of the state. You have become, thank you, man. That's why I love y'all so much. See, y'all enemy the state, and they're going to play it off like y'all ain't. You only gave them all your information. Now you got to go rogue. When you go rogue, now people who go rogue, are you ready for what this entails? I hope you are. I'm going to ask y'all a question. Brother Caddy, I'm going to bring you on soon one day, too. You got to explain to me a lot of stuff here, because if the Khazar is a real kingdom, where are they? Now, I didn't look this up. I went to your websites, they websites, your websites, they websites. I came up to one of the most magnificent of facts that makes you both right. See, they don't want you to see that these Khazar was swarthy. That means brown in complexion. They don't want you to know that, because then you start putting the story together. So they give you one version only. See, that's where the one version come from. You get one version only. One version, you get tired of that version. And then you go to other versions. Now, version means virgin, like pussy. Each door gets open is a sexual energy. So you can play games if you want. I don't care if you don't know it or not. It ain't going to make me no problems if you don't know this. It is not. Once past 12 o'clock come, if you dumb enough, go look up what we say and leave it at that. Don't try to tell me you know what it is, because if you don't know what I just said, is what you're doing is what it is. You don't know what you're doing. So all this is based off you, yourself, wanting your desires. That desires that most of them have channeled us into is narcissism. Narcissism is, I wouldn't even knew how deep this was. I said, God damn, this is some crazy shit. This is how they get the crazy people to get to be the experiments. Because you so good, you so want to see yourself all the time like a mirror. You always want, mirror on the wall, who the fairest of them all. There you go. You help me out, y'all. Y'all Cinderella characters. That's how I lead y'all to be like a rap group. When I say something, y'all say the right shit, it make everything smooth. You knew how to do the real verbiage. But we'll see. We'll see today. It's a rule. See, TikTok. Thank you, man. TikTok. Look at the name, TikTok. It's a clock. Your time is up. You didn't even think it like that, though, because we're going to the dark side
The
now.
Cube.
Yeah, the cube.
The black cube.
The black cube, the Islamic people kissed the black stone, is that, and they made AI, like you just said. Why would the ARAS make a woman robot a citizen? Somebody come on that one, please. I'd like for y'all to
over
talk
there,
on that.
Women.
Yeah, yeah. And they treat their women really not that great. Black women would be dead by now if they were Islamic for real here. They fake Islamic here. They fake, man. They fake here, man. Everybody know that. Only thing the Islamic dudes can do in these cities is keep you from fucking their wives and daughters. So they keep them locked up. Because they know if they ever took them clothes off and seen how they really look in the garden, that's why, you know, the garden of nature has been already imprisoned.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's
I wouldn't
simple.
Set myself up in Qatar, bro.
Yeah,
and they told us when we went over there for leave, don't look at them women in their eyes. Army was talking about, hey, you get caught up with some shit, we ain't going to be able to save you.
That's right. That's because they know the desire of your eyes, because your eyes and your scent. That's why I told y'all, look at the key word, Oxycontin is the woman's bonding agent. Now, I'm not even that smart. I'm not. I'm really not. I can't be. But at least I have enough sense before we go into commercial break, is to think.
We'll be right back.
Now, I want y'all to know something. We're about to play something for you right quick. I played Kennedy. Kennedy told you that it was a conspiracy. When I say, oh, you conspiracy theorist, say, well, why did President Kennedy say conspiracy exists? They're going to look dumb, and they're going to show they are clones and cannot answer. You better strictly get away from that. Get out the conversation. Don't argue with them, because stupidity will be elevated because they got 5G on them after December. Many 5G places will be in effect where we don't know if they will go into zombie apocalypse, which, go look it up. You think I'm making this up? I wish you would think I'm making this up. I wish I was making this up, but I'm not.
Yes, sir. And that clone, that dude, Benny Thompson, man, I looked at his eyes. That dude ain't real. That dude a clone, man. Benny Thompson.
Yeah. Anybody who got a state that was the last state to have a chick, she was eating. I played it for you. Glendora, Mississippi, everybody. Glendora, Mississippi. Benny Thompson. His whole district was enslaved up until the late 60s. Late 60s. I'm born, and they still enslaved. And y'all got the nerve to work, give everybody Juneteenth. Everybody on Juneteenth gets the day off. Don't even know what the shit is. Now, let's get real. This is not going to be funny, y'all. Y'all been saying it. This come out the real world. Y'all, everything, that's why I love y'all on this program, because y'all been validated. No one could ever say y'all lying. That means there's a special DNA there.
I'll explain more at the end, but let me set up this clip in 5 words. Robot killers, Stephen Fry, watch.
Autonomous weapons have been described as the third revolution in warfare after gunpowder and nuclear bombs. They could mount rapid, devastating attacks on a huge scale. Thousands of experts, including Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking, have signed an open letter calling for a ban on the weapons. They say drones that can autonomously find and eliminate people meeting certain criteria are feasible within years, not decades. But calls for a ban have been rejected by the world's 10 largest military powers. And Musk has warned that international competition for AI superiority is the most likely cause of World War III. So, do we have a recipe for disaster? Let's start with the current situation. During Obama's presidency, the number of American troops in war zones dropped by around 90%, but there were 10 times more drone strikes. Russia has multiple unmanned drone tanks in development and completely autonomous armed vehicles guarding missile bases. America plans to enable its Abrams tanks to control robotic wingman vehicles to attack the enemy while protecting the manned tank. It is also considering a remote-controlled version of the high-speed Ripsaw vehicle. Air power is already used with relative impunity, and soon the fighters will use AI to control drone wingmen, able to carry weapons, test air defenses, and keep human pilots even further from danger. Around the world, anti-ballistic missile defenses and drones are diminishing nuclear deterrence. This is the U.S. Navy's new unmanned ship, designed to hunt submarines and launch surface weapons. It will cost around $20,000 per day to operate, compared to $700,000 per day for a manned destroyer. In a simulation test with the Air Force Research Lab, AI drones repeatedly defeated a human pilot. Former Air Force battle manager Gene Lee tried and failed to hit the drones and was destroyed by them every time. He said they seemed to be aware of his intentions and reacted instantly to his movements and attacks. Autonomous weapons would be cheap to mass produce and may become available to terrorists and dictators on the black market. A recent report by the U.S. Defense Science Board called for immediate action to accelerate military AI development and understand the capabilities of other powers. It also noted that commercial drones are rapidly improving and private AI firms are well ahead of the military. Some argue AI will reduce accidental casualties by making fewer mistakes. If a soldier believes someone is a threat, their life depends on making a quick decision. A robot, on the other hand, could react a fraction of a second before it's fired on, or even wait until it's attacked. But the weapons could also be extremely effective at assassinations, subduing populations, and selectively killing particular ethnic groups. The second...
Now, I don't even want to play Halloween, but this comes out of the news from an AI report that I got from y'all. I go look it up, and I go find one. I said, damn, this is way... This is almost Jason-like. Ain't that name strange? Jason. Wonder where you got Jason from.
Prophet. That's the prophecy.
Yeah.
Prophet.
Yeah. Now, did y'all just hear that? It says it could be used in a way where it saves lives. Well, less humans will be killed. Or the dark side, it can be used to kill ethnic groups. That's what it said. Plain as I cut the chase. Ethnic groups. Why is that on the View? On a woman's station, all them little hoes, them goddess bitches who are demonic in nature have set up the Litter Foundation to kill everybody. That's the firstborn of Egypt story. It's Lilith. Killing the firstborn, that's Lilith.
They're on ABC, who was owned by ABC Disney. Disney owns them. There
Disney
you go.
Owned. There you go. This is why this is happening. That's why you can't figure out why they so... demonically crazy in this conversation they having. You can't come on their show without attacks. Anybody go on their show, you got to be a woman because you're going to be just as hardcore or a man who looks a Venus because they have to have a person who can fight them because they will be eating apart on that station. Now, I'm going to hear from all y'all today because this is as important as us. Now, this is fact and fiction. Yeah, my man, you already got one book. We got 10 books. We got 9 books to give away now. And I just want everybody to know that this program is put together just so we can keep this conversation going till you realize that it has started when we can't talk no more. That's how you're going to know. Every entity, if they're asking you for all this information, deny it. Because new concepts are coming out, there are always people who are of the opposite side that is creating other entities. Now, this crypto has been compromised. I don't know how people can defend that. I mean, tell me if it's not compromised, I might believe you more so. But I have not seen any crypto millionaires around me that claim they're into crypto. I mean, I haven't, unless you're holding it for some reason. I would think you would be buying some properties or something because, remember, one thing this Gog says, land, gold, and silver seems to be its most precious commodity. Y'all waited for this hour here. I'm glad. I told you I'm going to give you what you need to hear. Everybody asks, Brother Caddy, I hope you're listening. Where are the Khazars? Well, there's a thing I put on here. There was a Khazar king. A Russian prince. There's a Russian prince, Svyatos. S-V-E-Y-A-T-O, Slav. He conquered them in 965. He destroyed the city and the White Temple. Go look this up. They made a vow that they would go back to that land, that same land now. The same land that they made a deal with Russia, the same name that Joe Biden's son, Belarusian, this was their names in the ancient time. Go look it up. He took over it. They was pissed. And they were very lucrative. And they made, remember the story I told you about the Caucasus Mountain, how they used that as a new name? Because that's the name that all of the Ottoman Turks had to go around. They couldn't go over the mountain, so they went to the sides of the mountain, where that is narrowest point to go through. Man, this shit deep. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm. Michael Unless Bradley, Iceman Inheritance.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. Yeah. So, if this is what they did.
Say that one more time, brother.
Oh, Michael Bradley, Iceman, Inheritance.
And very, he's been out there a long time. This is not a brand new shit. That book been around. And let me just say that, the fact that show you how these people came up with these concepts right before our very eyes, came out with the truth with it, and it come to find out, yeah, it is real. But the thing about this is, I'll tell you, it's almost unreal, because we talk about this mythical Khazar. I told you their names. It's called the Khazar Khanagate. The Khazar Khanagate. This is some unbelievable history they don't left out. That's why I tell my people, why you listen to these people? They ain't going to tell you the whole story. They ain't been given the whole story. They only be given enough to keep them happy through riches. Once they get past that, they don't care about studying no more and looking up stuff and making sure they have no want to do that. That's just how it works. Just look it up. Look at everybody y'all claim we looked up to back in the day that gave their whole self to. And you got to wonder how they made it without us giving them money. We ain't give money. Most of black educators that live and go all over the place, we didn't pay for it really. They had houses, and we didn't pay for all that. They had the school's fund. Anytime a school will keep you, even if you talk like this, they got to know you're talking like that. Don't y'all think? That's just common sense, right? If I'm telling the school, the white man, the devil, and that school's still paying me, that school funding that, right?
Right.
Okay, there we go. Somebody answered. Thank y'all. Now, the question you should have been asking Farrakhan and all them, where the hell the Khazar is at? Now, my little dumb ass ain't got that much sense, like, you know, much power like they got. But I'm just going to tell you what you tell me. This is fact or fiction. After you hear this, this is fact or fiction right here.
Khazar was a semi-nomadic ethnic that lives in the north part of the Caucasus Mountains on 6th century. They were one of the Turkic family which established the Khazaria Khaganate in 7th century due to the fall of the Western Gokturk. In the 8th century, many of the Khazars who practiced shamanism finally converted to Judaism. The Khazars have a good relationship with the Byzantine Empire, but having conflicts with the Arabians. Until the 9th century, the Pekuneg ethnic invaded the Khazaria Empire. This makes the Khazarians turn weaker. The Khazaria Empire falls when the Kievan Rus ethnic, under Volodymyr the Great, which is also defeated the Volga Bulgars. After the fall, the Khazar finally disappeared from the history. However, is that really the Khazars disappeared after the fall? There were some theories that may help us to determine where are the Khazars now. Some theories stated that the Khazars were not disappeared. Instead, they're migrating to the west and forming the parts of the core of the Ashkenazi Jewish population in Europe. According to an Israeli-born genetist, Aaron L. Hake, he found that the Ashkenazi Jews are the European Jews. They only have 3% similarity compared with ancient ancestors, which connected them with the other ethnics in the Middle East. This means that the DNA of the Ashkenazi Jews can be detected from an ancient Ashkenazi. Some Ashkenazis converted to Judaism before migrating to the Middle East for establishing a Jew country there. According to Aaron, an Asian DNA is also found in an Ashkenazi Jews. So it can be determined that an Asian DNA is actually the Khazar DNA, which converted to Judaism. Therefore, it was said that the Khazar Jews have been absorbed into the Ashkenazi Jews. This means that the Khazars were only disappeared from the history, but not for their people. Some of the Khazars were also assimilated with Turkic and Cumans. There were some figures which possibly the Khazars have been absorbed into the Ashkenazi Jews, such as Karl Marx, Albert Einstein, Adolf Hitler, Mark Zuckerberg, and many more.
I didn't say this. I got this off Khazarian.com.
And put Kevin Feige, president and CEO of Marvel Comics, on that list too.
There you go. I didn't have to say this. They told me. I said, damn, I ain't even got to look for my people to tell me the truth. I don't need y'all. They telling me themselves. What? I don't even need black folks to tell me the truth no more. How much more you need?
You know what, man? Fuck this shit. Hey, what's his name? Zuckerberg. There was an article that came out last week that 25 states banned him. He was basically had influence with Facebook with influencing the damn election, whatever, towards the Democratic Party.
Right.
But
right.
He got banned in 25 states, but he did not get banned in Illinois.
Isn't that amazing? This man gets banned. And hold on. Went on Congress and said, well, we had a little bit to do with how the elections turned out. Then y'all want to go after Mr. Pillow and shit in Sydney and what's the one with Trump? I can't think of the name right now, but he was with Dr. Randy Short. Made the book with him.
Stone,
y'all okay with all that? Well, you just heard Zuckerberg told the Senate, yeah, we had something to do. And y'all still cool with that? What kind of people? Y'all clones. And so they're going to see you as such, and then they would unleash you because many of you who are clones had no problem promoting the vaccine. This is a fact. Now, the vaccines, let's get into it the deep now. We're in the dark side. Haven't y'all watched any of the Will Smith? Remember when the dead person said that we didn't turn into this from the thing? We turned this from the cure. The cure, the vaccine gave us this. That's what they told Will Smith. Let me get y'all into perspective here. I'm not making this up. I wish I was. I'll feel a lot better that damn. At least they know I'm lying. You can't even prove I'm lying. You wouldn't even be willing to bet your own money I'm lying. That's how deep this goes. Because I told you, I bet you on Cash App. If you really want to say I'm lying, let's make it real. I don't want to hear a few words. Bet me, and then let's see what the people say. And we'll go with that. But right now, I told you, the hermaphrodites, I'm probably the one, and who knows how many. I'm sure somebody that said the hermaphrodites was coming back. Y'all laughing and shit. The hermaphrodites are back. They're the number one. They're the number one control entities on porn. They are now going to be transformed into AI sex robots, which I plan to invest in right away. Obviously, you're going that direction. We don't even need black people. Y'all can move out the way. We got enough Asians here that will promote AI sex. That's how deep this went. Once AI sex become normalized, you've seen it in the movies, and Sylvester Stallone proved that.
Yeah, it's in the metaverse.
Right. That's why everybody fucks. Yeah. How you going to sue somebody for raping you in the metaverse and it's an AI? See how deep this going to go, y'all? See, this is how I know. I said, I'm not going to get rich from your stupidity, which I plan to. I'll be honest with you. There's no way I'm going to sit here and say I'm going to stay dumb because the masses are. That's why I told you the remnant was the secret word. I told you remnant was the secret word. That's all I'm going to tell you. Now, let's go where we need to go with this. No need to go no further. I showed that they even said that they have DNA Trudeau. Some people think he's Hitler's baby. That's how deep this goes. They're betting on who baby this is. We got all the old stars in Hollywood was cloned. They said Cary Grant, all of them. I mean, it's unbelievable when you go deep into this. You say, damn, they was making them have sex with them. See, it's called selective sexual union. I'm going to give it to you because we're the dark side. Now, Klaus Schwab has fucked everybody. They got people online in Europe, including this guy. His name is Yuval Noah. It sounds Russian. Yuval Noah Harari. Says he actually slept with Klaus Schwab. I'm not making this up. I thought about it. I said, you know what makes sense to me? Makes sense. You get this group, you break them like 300, the movie they gave you with Greek. The Greek 300 movie was about gay army. The movie with the homie tribe with woman cream, that's lesbianism. Wonder Woman, lesbianism. Or hermaphroditism. Y'all think lesbianism makes for hermaphroditism.
Gail, the actress, you know she was in the Israeli army. She was like a fitness instructor, some shit like that. With Wonder Woman. The girl played Wonder Woman.
Right, Wonder Woman. There you go. So thank you for that one. Wonder Woman also always fought, and when we grew up, she was fighting the Nazis. When we was growing up, she was fighting the Nazis. And then we find out they fight the Nazis for the Holy Grail and for all the artifacts that was given to them by the Greys. Now, we're going to get deep. I told you, at 12 o'clock. And we're going, because I ain't got to rush. Because, you know, I'll keep it real. We have 425. You ain't got to worry about me today. Hey, all I can tell you is this. I'm giving it to you hardcore today because you better. Let me go into the Sandy Hook thing because I got the whole thing up here. I put this all for you. Sandy Hook, I mean, let's be honest. If y'all don't know that Alex Jones' wife is Jewish, they also have had many conversations about him back in the day. Now, I'm not going against what he would happen, but he did rally. I don't know if he's rallying the Anglo-white Protestant, Anglo-Saxon. I'm going to give that up to debate right now. Which should be up to debate. See, that's the problem with today. You can't even debate because y'all scared to debate, or you get so mad with emotions, your intellect like Spock. That's why I said you can't be really thinking about how you really think. Because if you all emotional and vote on your emotion, I told you I'll vote for whoever our interest is. If they was Democrat, I would vote for them. I'm independent. I'm not thinking about the because they. If my check get bigger, my landscape get bigger, everything we do get bigger. Obviously, there's some funds given to us. If you're getting poorer and poorer, then that means funds are being distracted from your cash flow, and now they're going to put you on the cash row, which means universal income. Now, I'm going to only play with I mm-hmm. play today.
Or the funds are being directed to another group of people.
Yeah. What you going to say, sister? Go ahead.
Yeah, if we as black people get excited about them giving us some, you know, food stamps and you know, things to just basically get by. Think about your children, because most people who are even poor, they do want their children to live a better life than they did. So if they can create generational wealth of a mental mindset that all black people need is Section 8 food stamps and some welfare and, you know, and some scare tactics, that's the only way they have been able to stay in power. You know, so we just have to break the cycle. We really do have to break the cycle and just try to go independent this time. Just, if you can't go Republican, I would say maybe 40% of the people in the Republican Party are good people, you know, because even if they take the House, we're going to see what happens, you know, or the Senate. I don't know what's going to happen because Mitch McConnell says that he has all the votes. So that lets you know how corrupted his party is as well.
Right. Well, now I think what this is, y'all got a big. I mean, if you look at Georgia today, everybody, Herschel Walker, Warnock, Stacey Abrams, and the white dude. Because I'll say the white dude because many of y'all probably on this line don't even know who he is. So because of the fact how they promote to our people this one-sided attempt to just say go this one side only in an open. Think form, you give both sides. That's what Libra Mayat's about. You give both sides, you weigh the sides, and you see, when you get one-sided only propaganda, of course you're going to be mentally taken into it. That's why money's in play with this, which is very dangerous, based on the fact that you black folks supposedly you show all these rich black people. This is how you know it's fact or fiction. This is going to be a beautiful day. Fact or fiction? I mean, all these, if I look at the blacks that I've been told to look up and see, they were millionaire blacks. How they lost the money ain't my problem. But according to the highest level of income, they were millionaires during the Civil Rights Movement. So I'm saying to myself, somebody had to fund Dr. King. Ain't no way black folks did that. I mean, y'all can fool yourself, but if y'all honestly think, let me get a fact of fiction talk right here. The black folks, y'all honestly believe black folks funded the Civil Rights Movement? If that's the case, we are in trouble. What y'all think? You think most black people think?
No.
No. The question is, do you think most black people think black people funded, or they actually know that Kazar is funded. Kazar Banks. Which one they thought? You think they think?
Black people funded it.
Right, they think black people funded it. Right. Both black people think that Dr. King got this, all this money and support from black people. When you look at the support mechanism given to us by the data of all the people who was able to, it doesn't even show us even involved.
But you know what, bro? That's a good question. Up here, to be honest with you, that really, we never had, people I talked to, even growing up in school, that question was never asked. We never had that discussion.
Right. Yeah, right. And that's another thing. Never had discussion about the type of money it takes. Even if you went to the Million Man March, which we did, those of y'all went, we had a great time, they had to get insurance. They had to get insurance. I didn't know this until later in life. I was like, damn, to hold a rally, when you hold a rally of that magnitude, you got to have insurance. I don't know if y'all knew this because you never got that magnitude, but anytime you give a concert that could draw a lot of people, the people got, there's a risk for that, so there's insurance taken on that. That's why it's a whole bunch of shit going into these concerts, why some people get so paid so much and some people get so paid because I'm ensuring on my collateral that nothing takes place like the killing that took place in Vegas where they shot up the country people. See, that's nothing y'all like to talk about that I noticed. How many white people killings would you like to debate on a massive scale that y'all claim now? I'm going by what we're going to make it where, you know, Halloween going to be good. If y'all want to put y'all money up, cash at me, we'll put it up. If y'all believe, put your bets down now, that there's been more white people or black people mass shootings than blacks, y'all put your money up right now. If you pick blacks, let me know, and we'll bet on that. If not, because I want to see if you really think what you say you believe. If you honestly think white people have not been killed more than blacks, put your money up. Put your money up.
Mm.
Let's do it. Let's
yeah,
do
they
it.
Just don't show it. They only want to
yeah.
focus on black people. So that's
yeah.
the game.
Yeah.
That's how you profit.
That, because why? Because y'all been saying it, validation. The energy level it takes to create a revolution, you need us at any scale. So they'll make us the face. You don't have to be the number one people getting killed. We'll make it look like you being killed.
Because we bring everything alive.
There you
Once
go.
We bring everything
why?
Alive.
Because you first. They told you
gotta,
that right.
We have to
black
stop
woman,
bringing everything
black,
alive.
Black
we
woman
have to stop defying to everything.
Well, now the black woman's in power. Let's go to the black woman now because the black woman's in power. Y'all been saying this for how long? Black woman in power. You've been saying this. I've been hearing this from so many. I mean, how long I've been doing this around this shit? Since the days of the temples. And y'all all say the black woman is the black woman that is. But she going to do this. She going to do that. Okay. She in power right now. She in power. Maybe y'all not on the line immediately in the power, but I bet you if you're dealing with black women on a regular basis, you see how they can be if they got that power already. See, if they got the power from the Jewish source.
I can tell. I'm in Chicago, bro. Yeah, most of the – but you know what? What's happening up here – They're into this diversity inclusion bullshit, so they're putting there's black women in power in certain positions, but they're trying to kind of like put white women, Hispanic women, so they kind of mix it up. But that whole feminine principle is pretty much is
right.
happening up here
now
except for
now,
the governor.
Now, if you see that part, that means that there's women. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all something. I'll be watching the politics again because it's part of the ritual. When Kamala Harris first got in, she didn't give a fuck about men. She held a woman's meeting. They all wore white because black magic wear white. I ain't going to go there now. But anyway, they all wore white. At the first, she didn't have no other meeting. If you look at Kamala Harris' meeting schedule of her so-called, she held it with a whole host of women. There were black women there.
Those were the mayors, right?
She had a thing. Just go on, Kamala Harris meeting with women. Why would she pick women first of all things?
And of all groups, she ain't talking about man inclusiveness. She went to a meeting with women. They were all white. All white.
That was a ritual, boy. That had to be.
Yeah, yeah. You tell me. I we talked about this when it first happened on this program. She were all white.
Those are the lesbian congresswomen.
Okay. Well, she held it with the ones that she felt was a lesbian. Now, here's my thing. I told her, lesbianism is hermaphrodite. That's the code word today. Just like eugenics was population control. It means good birth, but now it's called population control. So this is what happened. Let me get some more callers who've been waiting. 5298. 5298. I'm trying to get y'all in here. 5298. Area code 708. Okay, well, you gone for the rest of the, I just have to listen. Okay, now.
Hey, just to let you know again, last time Chicago had a Republican mayor was from 1927. That was the year my parents were born, to 1931. Ain't had a Republican mayor since.
Right. So how
that, that was the real Republican Party.
No, but who cares about that? If that was the real one, he said that from that time frame on, they can't blame no other group for their demise. That made it clear because they proved that they have never went no other way. So what you blaming some other group for? Makes no sense.
That's a good point.
Makes no sense. You gonna blame a group?
And this is way before. And look at the year I mentioned. That was way before the migration. Of blacks coming up here from the South.
Right.
So what does that tell you?
What that tell you? So blacks been in the Democratic Party from New York City, because that's Dixieland. New York City was Dixieland. That's a fact. Come on, bet me some money. But Tutmos, come on, let's do this thing. I want you, New York City was Dixieland. Let's do it. See, y'all heard me alive. Let's do it. If I'm wrong, let's make a
damn
bet.
Fort Dix was in New Jersey.
yeah. Dixieland. Now, y'all want to play games with us if you want to? That's on you. But it's facts matters on this program. Now, all I can tell you is, unfortunately, they even show you in the history that when they made Django, Jamie Foxx, that was his initiation in. He in there. But somehow the Latin world didn't let him in the Cardi B party. Now, I don't know how this works, but I looked at the whole ritual. He goes to her party. He can't get in because he brings five people. I said, ain't this some crazy shit? He going to bring five. She going to say she didn't know because she dancing over the stage half naked. But she married. Now, this is how you know. Yeah, this is how this is striking. Right. Now, this is how you know the women got to be dumb. The young women got to be dumb today. Here's a hoe. Pretend to be a hoe, but she married. She married, ain't got babies or anything. You don't hear really fucking nobody, but she wants you to fuck everybody. She only fucking it. Well, we could tell to be one dude. I mean, if it ain't, I don't know. All I can say is that's what she claims. But she got you in her videos showing all because your kids now, by you buying them these phones, these iPads, they are so smart. They have already figured out. That's why they're going to end up killing you later on. They got the movie showing you coming out now where this chick buys a baby doll and it kills everybody because it told this chick to only watch her. Just take care of her. I can't wait to see that one. That's going to be outrageous. And she goes down to kill you. Like
you're talking about Megan.
Yeah, Megan. Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Yeah, Megan. Look at the name. Megan. Ain't that the English bitch? Goddess.
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, bitch goddess. I don't have a problem saying bitch goddess. See, some people like a bigger, you call us bitches. No, I said bitch, goddess bitches. Y'all goddess bitches. Now, you may not be a goddess bitch, but there's a whole bunch
of women all the time not calling each other bitches. They need to stop that shit,
they
man.
Need to stop. They need to stop that right quick. That's the whole problem of the curse. Y'all be talking about curse words, but you saying the curse word every day. Bitch is more prominent than nigga, because now they calling you bitch niggas. Yeah.
Y'all bitch niggas now. So that's how it works. Now, these words are deep. We're going to get deeper. Oh, y'all better get ready for it. I told you I had this for y'all. I knew y'all was going to play this role. Not y'all on this line, but the people. I could tell. Because you talk to people all the time. I've talked to a lot of people. I said, man, how the hell y'all go along with this if you telling me they killed Fred Hampton, right? Now, Fred Hampton in Chicago told you the name of the group. I'm just going to play this for y'all up in that region. Now, this man told you the name of the group. Then you wonder why everybody wonder why they could eat Black Lives Matter up, because Black Lives Matter is from this group that Fred Hampton said. I'm only, how old now, 1962? God damn, he 1969. I don't even know who he is. Learned to know after he did.
After I'm going to wait till after you play the clip. I'll almost say something. I'm going to wait after you play the clip because I know,
yeah,
I know
dead.
Where this is going.
Yeah. Yeah, after I'm dead. That's amazing.
Fred, where does the Black Panther Party stand concerning the Weathermen, the SDS?
We stand way back from the SDS and the Weathermen because we believe that the Weathermen action is two actions. It's REM 2 and Weathermen. We think they call them both national action. We think that REM 2 is national action and Weathermen is national reaction, you know. We think it is anarchistic, opportunistic, individualistic, it's chauvinistic, it's custeristic, and that's the bad part about it. It's custeristic in that it's leaders take people into situations where the people can be massacred, and they call it revolution. And it's nothing but child's play, it's folly, and it's criminal because people can be hurt. We say that they're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. When they take people down and just do nothing, play around, and the pigs are prepared for this, and they'll wipe all of those young people out. We think these people may be sincere, but they're misguided, they're muddle heads, and they're scatterbrains. The only way we can show them is to criticize them like we're doing right now, and then leave from here and go to the federal bill and have a demonstration that's to educate, a demonstration that is disciplined and organized, you know. And that's what we're going to have to do, and let them see the example.
Tell me why you feel the approach of the SDS weatherman is wrong.
I feel it is wrong, just as I said before.
No, don't tell me just you said before. That's why I asked you again. Just answer straight, because
okay.
In case we use this part.
I feel that
is wrong. Let me ask you again.
No.
Why do you feel that the approach of the SDS weatherman is the wrong approach?
I feel that is wrong because it's pig action. They're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. They're leading people into a situation where it's an astronomical situation, too great for the people to deal with. It's a situation where you got a bunch of mechanical pigs with 357 magnums and shotguns and mechanical mace and all that type of thing. And then they're talking about they're going to carry on a revolutionary struggle. That's not revolution. It's insanity. It's a madness. It's nostalgia. And it's a massacre. That's a potential massacre. That's what it is. And we don't support that because we say all power to the people. All the power is manifested in the people. We don't have any people whose lives we believe that should be thrown away.
Has the weatherman SDS tried?
Now, the weatherman that my brother talking about, Fred Hampton talking about, is the same group that Hillary Clinton and all them came from, Sal Lansky, and all them came from. Black Lives Matter is the parents of the Weatherground. His parents were the Weatherground people.
SDS stands for Students for a Democratic Society. But guess who the Weather Underground falls under? They Tavistock, bro. It's in the book.
There you go. Now, the Tavistock, you said earlier, is the same think tank that come out of British.
Yeah.
Like we told you earlier, back at, we a crown colony. We said they going to come get their money. It ain't hard to see this. I mean, the Tavistock has been out for such a long time. I'm glad y'all even, that's to know that y'all read this and had this makes me so happy, because that's the book that actually said pretty much everything need to be said. That we control this, we control Freemasonry, we control the airlines, we control, and those all the money they gave to all the people during the pandemic was the airlines to keep them going while nobody was flying. How could they not collapse if we ain't flying?
Hey, Dry Boss.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
They were all part of the PPP. Remember the PPP?
Oh, now they're going after them. PPP loans.
Partnership agreements?
They about to get y'all. Y'all finished. Y'all about to get it.
In order for them to actually succeed, is they all like y'all the handshake. All these big corporations was a part of the PPP, and it didn't go through the time that, you know, when Trump came in, that Trump, you know, put him on pause. But right. When the COVID-19 came across, you should have seen all the corporations were all in tune, all in line, all this global. It's like the global is already in place. They just needed to solidify it, I guess. So, so that's why it's easy for them to take over, because they're all one. That's why Trump, the Supreme Court justices decided not to hear Trump's case on his appeal with the Mar-a-Lago. This is a whole bogus trial. Right. Imagine leaving work and you taking your documents that you had at work, okay? This is all it is. He can declassify everything. And with the Democrat Black Party have to realize, why is it they constantly going after Trump? And they can't get him because the man got his taxes.
You're making a good point.
So who is the boogeyman? Putin and Trump are the boogeyman for the Democrat Party.
Because you have said this for years.
Putin and
Trump. You've been validated on this for quite some time now, because I can't have a conversation with somebody after all. Like, how can you have a conversation when my brother D just said, area been Democratic for over 60-something years? Trump doesn't even play in there. So you've been voting your own agenda.
Well, actually over 90-something years, but who's counting?
Right, right. Who's counting? So now you're going to go to Trump. That means you're going to take a four-year president, which is Masonically involved, which means four. How are you going to take 4 years and act like that's the biggest thing that ever happened to you in your life? You got to be psychotic. If you think a four-year term president either hurt you so bad, this the reason why you this way, and you aren't even having Democratic policies in your city, you got to be fucked up. I need to smoke everything you smoke, because goddamn, I'm in Disneyland.
Brainwash, okay. Because the media
right.
And everybody.
I got, Ray, well, you know it, but you, hey, I told you again, you better worry about where you live at. Don't worry about the rest of them, because your city is, that Georgia, if they don't vote right, the Black Mecca will probably kill more babies than Hitler. I said it. Let's bet me. Let's see your Planned Parenthood, not you personally. Let's see your Planned Parenthood record in Georgia. Let's see, since Georgia is under King George and was deemed a penal colony like Australia, I'm trying to figure out how Black folks actually believe that they're going to do better with just Black faces. I just don't see it. I don't know how this works, but it is scary. But that's what I say. The good thing you're on is you better validate what you've been saying, that people around the country understand you more than the people around you. Understand you. Let's get some more calls in here. We about to go deep. I told you already.
Kaye 2024.
Yeah, I told you already.
Kaye West. 20,
the group that's
going to
kill.
West.
Yeah, the group that's going
to
kill you. Ain't going
to
be what? Kanye got
it.
But Kanye has to be with them.
Why?
Think about this.
If Trump supported them.
He did. Trump did support him. Trump ain't said one word now. And we had, hold on, we had Jared Kushner on Gunfield. I'm looking at all the shows. Gunfield had Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner is Jewish. We got tonight on Levine. On Fox.
When
I told you Fox is moved by. You better go look it up.
You said Jared
Kushner was on the five. On Gunfield. Punch it up. Just punch it up. See if I'm lying. Punch it up. It's easy to do. You ain't got no problem seeing somebody lying today. Now, Grunfield on there. Let's go. What's going on with these shows? Grunfield, I told you Rupert Murdoch controls this long time ago. Rupert Murdoch got his power from Reagan. He was British. He was a British Crown royalty subject in Australia. He was able to put a deal together to get CNN and the New York Times, all these newspapers that were foreign into the country. That's under when, now, here's the comparison, y'all. I want y'all to take a good look at this. Please do. Reagan did this. Now, let's look at Reagan in your mind, everybody. Let's look at Reagan in your mind. Reagan, dark hair. Very never grayed. He always had dark hair. Never grayed. He always stayed dark, black hair. He actually was a Democrat. He jumped ship and became a Republican, said the Republican Party. He said the Democratic Party. He said he didn't leave the Democratic Party. They left him. So he goes into the Republican Party. Now, his mystery daughter, which I will put out there as speculation, but since everybody's speculative, isn't it funny that Tulsi Gabbard looks like a Reagan? She's dark. All her hair is black, except for that Cruella Deville from the Dalmatian characters is white. And then she's a military. She's all this, you know, went to the war and all this stuff. She's Hawaiian. Same where Obama comes from, Hawaii, and his mama. Don't you find it strange
that
she was different? Yeah, yeah. You see, I opened the can door. Yeah, yeah. Then I find out that she was actually with Klaus Schwab in the early days of her youth to be a world youth leader. I just think we got to start looking at everybody now. It's suspicious. Let's not be overzealous any longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, let's not be overzealous any longer. We need to look
and
at
and you know
who
Hawaii
is
the headquarters for the military intelligence. She was an officer in the United States Army Reserve.
Yeah,
I mean, it lines up.
I put a picture up there. Those you think I'm not playing, I put a picture on Facebook. I won't get no response because that's very scared information there. I even put up with a Khazar rabbi said that they were going to take over Khazaria, and that was going to be the real Holy Land. You think it's Palestine. That's a fluke. That was all diversion. All diversion. That was a trade agreement. The real homeland is going to be in Khazaria. They want that back. They want that back. Yeah. I know you didn't know that. But the problem is, y'all believe in fake news. That's why you got to look up all. You've been given the power through the internet to go to and fro in the earth. If you don't take advantage of that, don't blame nobody but yourself. Don't blame nobody but yourself. You're the one that want to look it up. Don't be trying to talk about the white man did this. No, the white man ain't stop you from going to Russia news and looking up shit. They ain't stop you from that. You lying. No, you lying. They ain't stop you from finding why J.P. Morgan was able to seize Kanye West's assets. Now he begging. He going to be broke. They may kill him. You ain't going to do nothing. What you going to do?
But that's the thing. Kevin Hart took his place because Kevin Hart is doing commercials for J.P. Morgan Chase. They got their new nigga.
They got their new nigga. Right. That's what they got.
Right.
They got the new one. They got the next Chrome. Now, y'all been saying Wes been saying, now you can see two Bidens for sure. Two Trumps, two Bidens. Because it's hard for an 80-year-old to 70. Think about it, y'all. Y'all tired now. Y'all ass is tired now, and money ain't even get hit fucking 60 yet. And you going to tell me you're going to go around the world, walk up and down, go do concerts, go do this, go do that. Get the fuck out of here, please. Unless you on drugs. And even the drugs will take you down because you can't be healthy enough to sustain. So that I'll tell you that it's all a bunch of somebody got two people. These people got two people. Because you can't make all these events, all these damn things you got to be at because of your power. You can do it when you're young. You hit 50, 60, 70, and you talk about being 80? Come on, man. Y'all got this. Y'all got this.
Hey, my man, all they got to do is hit Kanye in the head with that bop gun. He go run down the street like Ma did, bucket ass naked.
There you go. There you go. You already know. You've been saying that. How long? You said that when Martin did it. Remember when he was talking that shit when Martin did it? Yeah, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Yes, sir. That bomb gun ain't no joke, man.
That's why George could put the bomb gun. Have your ass talking about where I'm at. Where I'm at. Sure will. Now, we seen all this now. Y'all got eyes and can't see. Let's deal with what we got. Sorry, that's where the zombie shit coming. I'm actually glad I went to the metaverse to see what the zombie war was about. It's unbelievable. Y'all better be prepared for the real one. Fuck the metaverse one. See, the metaverse one, at least get your mind saying, hey, the way this story going, I'm like, this, they telling me about to happen. I took it as that. I took that shit just as that. I said, ain't no way these people can put a video together showing me zombies
who supposedly, according to when we started that game, was under a world depopulation program. They even tell you in the game, world depopulation program 5. Blah, 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 blah. Then you start fighting. Next thing you know, you're in a combat zone. You be like, this shit is outrageous. Now you get to see. Now, I'm going to tell you, the reason why they do it because they control a person in that because it gives you the same adrenaline rush that you would probably get in a real deal. It maybe not to the most effect, but it's so close. Now, the big AI people will have it where they actually going to use actual killing of people, and this is how they're going to usurp. I'm going to tell you how they're going to do it. You don't have to believe me. It's on you. But they're going to take real live action and make that into the game. So when you actually kill a person, you get to see the whole head explode. That would give you the sensation of the realness. So then you'll go into either going in to see how weak you are or how much enjoy it was. That's where we at now. You can take it or leave it alone. I'm not going to debate you on this because you have no idea what I'm talking about, but I guarantee you, if you want to bet me, I'll bet you $500 if you really want to bet that they got this game. Cash at me or cash out that you got the cash. Let's do it. Now, all I'm going to tell you is, that these people, you just heard them say that private contractors got more info than the real military. You just heard that on that. Now I'm going to tell you who's going to deploy it. Get ready.
So China is giving more weapons to Pakistan, but they're nothing like what we're about to show you. Chinese soldiers stationed along the border with India have some new weapons. They were struggling to operate in high altitudes in the difficult climatic conditions. So China is bringing in robots to help. You heard that right. China is deploying robotic weapons along the border with India. There are machine guns on wheels, and they can be fired with a remote control. Beijing's decision to give robots to the PLA could have dangerous implications, not just for this region, but for the rest of the world too. Our next report tells you how.
There is a new threat from China. It is not a battalion of soldiers or world warrior diplomats. It's these machines. Initially, they would remind you of remote-controlled car toys. But look closely, these robots can do a lot more. They are equipped with a machine gun. Chinese soldiers can fire this gun from a distance and without any wires. There are cameras, too, to watch what the adversaries are doing. China calls this vehicle the Shark Claw. 88 of these have been deployed in Tibet. Shark Claw has a partner. It's the Mule 200. This is a transport vehicle, so not as lethal as the Shark Claw, but the Mule would be very useful for the PLA. It can be used to transport valuable supplies like ammunition. China has deployed around 120 of these in Tibet. Robots are now joining the People's Liberation Army. Their induction is a prelude to something more sinister. For now, a soldier will operate these robots. But in the future, China wants weapons with a mind of their own. The PLA wants weapons with artificial intelligence. Beijing is moving swiftly to acquire such capabilities. The efforts began in 2017, when China unveiled a new artificial intelligence development plan. It advocated the use of AI in the military. Specific applications were listed out, like providing support to command and decision-making, military deductions, and development of defense equipment and related application. Private sector was roped in to accelerate these efforts. Chinese big tech companies like Alibaba, Baidu, Tencent, Xiaomi, and Huawei were labeled as AI champions. The PLA stands to benefit from the rapid strides these companies make. Already, different wings of the Chinese military are working on specific projects. The PLA Ground Force is developing robotics for the military. The Navy is working on autonomous submarines, while the Air Force is developing drones with an ability to think. These advancements should raise an alarm worldwide. Unfortunately, world powers are still ignoring the threat. This month, the United Nations tried to open negotiations for an international treaty on autonomous weapons. They failed. None of major weapons-producing countries were willing to have a conversation. These stonewalling tactics work to Beijing's advantage. The PLA gets more time to perfect the AI technology and develop killer robots, weapons that could make the world a more dangerous place. Bureau Report, We On, World is One.
We On is now available in your country. Download the app now and get all the news on the move.
Debo? We there? Did we get cut off?
Hello, anybody hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
I guess Debo got cut off again. Hopefully he comes back.
Yeah, I think he's cut off. His pedal was without, or, you know. Wow.
Well, you know, guys, that's why we need guns. Okay, because based on that video, what they were talking about, they're saying that they're going to use these robot soldiers. And that's what New York got in. When they defunded the police, they came out with that robot cop. I don't know if anybody remember that. So, the Democrat Party is the party who is seeking to get rid of our guns. The only thing that can stop a robot is a gun. If we have automatics, they can shoot those little damn robots as they come to us, and shoot their cameras where they can't watch us, you know.
Now, that war was between India and China. Now, you heard what this chick said. This said, you don't even see this war. This war going on with India and China right now. So, how come we don't see that? That's the question you should have been asking. Why ain't we seeing that war? The Chinese are already using autonomous weapons on people. So, that's going to show you what's going to be used on us, because remember, I know y'all don't like saying this, but it's common sense that this dude's family made deals with Mitch McCullough and made deals. America's already compromised, y'all. Y'all should already know that it's over. I hope y'all understand this. This is Halloween, y'all. It's over. The country has already been sold. It's done. The deal is done. Y'all prove it wrong. The deal ain't done. Show me where the deal ain't done. They already made the deal to pay back people back. That's why they opened the borders. They need a whole new workforce.
Interesting, too. And funny thing, when you talk about deals, didn't just Elon Musk just backed out of the satellite deal with Ukraine where they were providing logistics?
Right.
And then he's asking the Pentagon to pick up the bill. So I'm like, what kind of crazy deal that was already set up for him to even provide that service? Somebody talked to him, but now he's backing out because it's costing him. I think he done spent over $100 million of his own company money. So now he's backing out, and he wants either the Pentagon to pay the money or the U.S. government. So that's interesting. You know, so there's a lot of backdoor issues going on that we don't know about. But yeah, I find this war between China and India kind of you know strange. Never heard of it, you know, or didn't know there was an ongoing conflict between the two. You know, but India has, do they have nuclear weapons? Hello?
I know
one of them, Pakistan or whatever, one of them have nuclear weapons, but I think India has nuclear weapons. Yes, they do. So these are nuclear forces, nuclear countries. So any war between those two pretty much has global impact. But to keep the war between India and China on the hush is kind of strange. I guess they don't meddle with each other when it comes to nuclear options.
Well, remember, they got the India does all of the microchipping of all these new. Remember, India got their economy is based off slave wages. They ain't you ain't going to India to get no damn job. See, India paying them so low, so they got a workforce very low paid, and they very religious. They do devotees. It varies. They go. They've been told. They've been trained to go to school, and they leave. They ain't got no middle class. They only got upper class, lower class. They ain't got no middle class. Period. That's it. That's the war.
Screwed up caste and a screwed up caste system. On top
That's
of
it.
It's interesting. It's interesting. But now I guess we got to really figure out what's the reshaping looking forward, because I think they're trying to pull America into a surface war. Or maybe the decision has already been made. They just haven't convinced the American people yet. You know, and the American people, meaning that those with their guns, that still have their guns, that can actually make a decision or stand their ground. I think that's probably what they're dealing with. They've been successfully chipping away at it. I don't necessarily think it's the Democrats or other leading. They might be a tool used as well, because this is highly intellectual movement.
Right. This is not a Democrat thing. Right. This is not even Democrat Republican. I'm glad you said that. This is about a law that is used by tyrants around the earth. You must take the weapons of the people. How are you going to take over if you can't take their weapons? You can't. That's just common sense. Every regime on the planet Earth, everyone has known you must keep the peasants without weapons. Otherwise, they'll rise up and go get you. Now, this country is the one last country, which I don't see why. That's a prophecy right there in your face. And the law was based off the indigenous people to protect themselves. I said, man, this is crazy. Either I'm using my mind. I ain't that bright. How the hell I can understand the fact that this law was designed for the indigenous people, and yet we the main ones watching it get eroded. We don't care if it get eroded. Fuck our gun rights. We want to kill babies. That's what I'm hearing from black folks. I'd rather kill babies and worry about that than worry about inflation and if your money going to be worth something. That's what they're showing us. Now, if it's a lie, fact or fiction, is that a lie? That black folks care about more than abortion? That's what the Democrats are pushing. That the blacks will be the ones. I've seen Val Demmer, that's a so-called Senate runner against Marco Rubio. I don't like Marco Rubio that much. Really don't. I think of him as a Jesuit wannabe. He ain't just got it in
He's
him,
a fellow.
He want to be one. But
and he's still
Demmer,
on Twitter.
Yeah, but Val Demmer, I mean, okay, here's a chance to win something. What's the thing Val Demmer do, who was a sheriff? She don't talk about crime. She talk about abortions. About babies. That's the damn. Why she care? And then she hugging Nancy Pelosi. Now, here's I'm gonna throw a shot to all y'all. I hope y'all listen. Let me just tell you stuff you knew about law. If you don't know about law, that's why you debating this. I could beat anybody right now. It ain't even that bright. Who controls the security of the Capitol building, anybody? Who controls the Capitol building? Security.
Supposed to be the Capitol Police, man, but...
Nancy Pelosi. You want a book, sister. Thank you. You want a book. All right, put your brother. I got brother D.
Well, if she controlled the police, how come she was in there crying with
because
with
she a fake.
Man,
She a fake. Yeah. I said. Under the
That's
law.
Why January 6th is nothing but a big hoax again.
It's a fake. I got the law from a judge.
January 6th
is a
hoax.
I heard this from NPR. NPR said that really Nancy Pelosi should be able to be under indictment too. This talk why she did not have the security and she thought Trump was a threat. Why didn't you have security there if Trump was a threat? That's your job.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a fact. So y'all go look it up.
y'all want to, you know, I can't bet y'all now, but I wish y'all was better, boy. Y'all would. Anyway, no, y'all can't bet y'all now, but unfortunately, y'all get the answer. Nancy Pelosi, that's why January 6th is a hoax. It's a Masonic hoax. It's a ritual to get dumb people to believe that you can have an insurrection without nobody getting killed. Nat Turner had more people. Yeah, Nat Turner had more people killed than this January 6th. Now, that's a shame. If Nat Turner got more people killed than the insurrection at the White House in a modern-day era where we do got weapons, that shows you this is fucking made up. Anyway, let's keep it going. I ain't got to go nowhere. Y'all want to keep talking?